This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESB.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Bradford's Parkway Field, here's Mark Irvin.
Welcome to Parkway Field as the Bradford Owls are home for Homecoming 2024. And tonight they're hosting the Punxsutawney Chucks. So Bradford coming in with a 1-4 record after taking a big beat down last week, a 76-13 loss to Powerhouse Central Clarion. And tonight they have Punxsutawney coming in at 3-2. Last year's game down in Punxsy saw the Owls go down and 44-0. So a tough loss to them last year. So let's hope we can rebound this year and make it a special homecoming for the young men and women of Owl Country. So Flynn, welcome back. You've been off for a few weeks.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
A little vacation, a little sickness, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but here we are, ready to roll again. What do you got for us this week? I know you've been pouring over some notes and video, and what are we looking for?
I've been watching a lot of film, Max Preps especially. I get a lot of stats from there. I watch a lot of film for every team that we play and ourselves, and I think that our game plan here tonight really needs to be to get our running game going. I think that really opens up the passing game. It really helps Talon Reese with his ability to make the plays. And I was watching and looking at film from Punxsy. They only have one sack on the year so far.
They do, but their defense has been, outside of that, pretty stout as they've been. The first two games, I mean, they had Central Clarion and Carn City. So they took two losses right from the get-go. So, I mean, you can't really judge a team on those two foes. As both teams have, a little technical difficulty. As both those teams obviously are juggernauts, but ever since then, Punxsutawney has really shown they have some offensive ability. They score a lot of points. They're going to be led by Maddox Hetrick and Zayden Gold. They're QBs. But also, who else you got that has put up some big numbers this year, Flynn?
I got Bo Thomas's name written down here. He's got 8 rushing touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns. He's been leading this offense very well.
Good deal. And Punxsutawney's going to come in and mix it up on offense a little bit. Wouldn't be surprised to see a little Wildcat in there. They do almost like a, it's kind of a hybrid, I guess you could call it, of the wing T. So you never know where the ball's going to be coming from. But so Bradford's really got a key on their defenses and key on everything to be sure that, not open up huge holes for Punxsutawney.
And I think our defensive line here is definitely going to be a big factor in this game. If we can shut down that run offense for Punxsy, I think that we have a great shot to pull out a win here.
Yeah, it's the big crowd here tonight, as there usually is for homecoming, as the bleachers are full already, as the band is out waiting for the Owls to come out of the locker room. I had a chance to talk to a couple players this week in the barbershop, and even though everybody's picking against Bradford, they're pretty excited about this game. They're fired up. They're ready to go. So they had a good week of practice. A couple guys that were injured are back to feeling 100%. So, hey, that's why we play the game, right? To see who win or lose. You can't write it off just what we see on paper.
And I think that this game, just like every other game, but any given Sunday, like they say in NFL, any given Friday here in high school, we have the chance to pull out a game as long as we can, get our lines moving.
Yeah, and also another little special something for tonight is the Owls are not going to be in their traditional black jerseys, Flynn.
No.
As you have noticed, they're wearing camouflage jerseys that were graciously donated by the National Guard, from what I understand. So something a little different, something I've never seen the Owls do before. So,
and I like the look of them. They look sharp.
They do look sharp. Might be a little challenging to see numbers, black numbers on camouflage, but we'll do our best. It's all we can do is do our best. We got the binoculars. We're ready to go. We got some other guys to help us spot, so we'll see what we can do.
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. So But as looks like the Bradford Owls are... Yes, in fact, it was the Pennsylvania National Guard who donated the jerseys. I just heard them say that over the announcements. And so also tonight there's going to be a little bit longer halftime than usual, as we have the homecoming festivities, and they'll announce the homecoming queen and king, and also they had the float competition today, which
was the parade downtown.
Yeah, big parade downtown. It was a pain in the butt getting out of work and up to here, but here we are. So again, just a lot of excitement around Parkway Field tonight.
And the stands on the home side are completely full. It's always nice to see them coming out and supporting the kids here, especially on a night like homecoming.
And I see Punxsutawney also traveled well. They've got quite a few people over there, and they did bring their band as well. And I think there's some cheerleaders over there as well. It's a long way, and I'm old, so I can't really see it.
My vision's not much there, better.
So, again, Punxsutawney coming in with a 3-2 record. Bradford's going to be 1-4. Punxsy last year took this game 44-0. Owls have... 5 games left. We're at the midpoint of the season. We set 1-4 so far. And obviously tonight we got Punxsutawney. And then next week we go to Smethport, which should be a winnable game for the Owls. So as everything's getting set up and ready to go here, this is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Joining myself, Skurv, with Flynn here again. Homecoming night 2024 for the Owls as they get ready to take on the Punxsutawney Chucks. Flynn, as I was saying right before that break, they got a very winnable game next week against Smethport. Then Carn City is an absolute juggernaut, and thankfully we're home because, man, that's a miserable trip to get all the way down there. And then we finish up at home against Cowdersport, another winnable game, and then a rivalry that's really developed over the last couple of years against the Kane Wolves, and this time we go up to Kane, so that's always a super fun game to go to, and the Kane folks up there really take care of us, so I'm looking forward to that.
And even if the final score doesn't really show it, that rivalry has been getting more fun to watch every single year.
I agree, and it's... Even the banter back and forth between the teams, I cut a lot of people's hair that come into the barbershop from Kane, and we're constantly jostling back and forth and just kind of razzing each other a little bit, having a little fun. So we're all excited for that game. Again, the Owls are getting set to come out here. I believe they their traditional Metallica song that they come out of the locker room with. So fired up, ready to go. Coaches seem positive. Coaches seem upbeat. Players obviously are ready to go. it's obviously exciting. Homecoming, different jerseys, you know, a packed stadium, decent weather out here tonight, so let's see what happens here.
The atmosphere is definitely different. I think it'll have a big part on how we play today. I think they got a lot on their shoulders, but I think they're more than ready.
Yeah, it definitely does seem to be a lot of energy tonight, doesn't there? Even as we were walking around, you know, talking to folks before the game, just kind of getting an idea where everybody's at and, you know, maybe some inside info and different tips and such.
The parents are just as pumped up as the kids are.
So, again, Bradford going to be coming out. Boy, they look intimidating in those camouflage jerseys.
They look sharp. Yeah, that's pretty neat. I'm a big fan of those.
And the Owls marching band is in place, getting ready as well to welcome the Owls onto the field. And again, they will have the national anthem, as they've been doing a great job with that all year. I'm not sure if you guys ever get to hear it on the radio, but they do a wonderful job out there. Here come your Owls. As you can hear, the stadium erupt a little bit. As we said, there is a big crowd out there tonight. We're looking to get our starting lineups. Typically, we have a paper up here, but not one up here today. So we'll try to get them out to you as quickly as we can. As one of our sponsors, our favorite sponsors, Kathy Overmeyer, Team ERA, at ERA Team VP Real Estate. She's been sponsoring the Owls program for a very long time. And we want to make sure we do our due diligence for her. Obviously, we're going to have Talon. He's going to be starting at quarterback, as he has since midway through his freshman year. But also the emergence of two sophomores that we've been talking about, Tommy Langdon and Brody Havlin as well. They play a lot older than the sophomores that they are. They're just, I've said it before, they're just football players.
And I think they feed off of each other well in the backfield.
We're going to get ready for the national anthem here. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls band just finished up a fantastic rendition of our national anthem there. As they're headed off the field, the Owls are fired up, ready. The band's playing the alma mater. Looks like the Chucks are over there doing their pregame rituals and getting ready to go. Defensively, Flynn, we struggled. We struggled bad this year defensively. What have you seen watching the videos and such during the week? What have you seen that we need to improve on?
I think our defensive line needs to step it up just a little bit, and that's not against anybody on our defensive line. You know, they're great players, they're physical, but I think we need to have a bit more physicality. I think we're opening up for the run, and then when we blitz it on the run, we're letting up the pass defense, and it's like we try to do one thing and get beat on another, and I think our defensive line just needs to step up a little bit. I think it all starts with them. I think if we can set the edge and have a physical up front, that sets our defensive tone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and another thing that I've noticed personally is a lot of the defense have been doing a lot of arm tackling, which some of these backs in this league, you just can't do that against. I mean, they're going to run right through you. So talking to a couple of guys this week, I guess they really worked on some form tackling all week during practice. One person also who's by any other standards is having a really good year, but Evan Whitmore, middle linebacker for the Owls, he's been top 10 in tackles in all of District 9 the last couple of years. His numbers aren't exactly where we're used to seeing them, but Evan's fired up. Evan's ready to go, and I expect him to step up and have a big game. Is nobody puts more pressure on Evan than himself. So,
and I don't think his stats really represent how much influence he has on this game, how much influence he has on the defense. He's a leader out there, and I think that just looking at the numbers doesn't really show that, doesn't really emphasize how important he is to our defense.
Yeah, and Evan's got a little extra to play for tonight, as he became a first-time uncle today. So congratulations, Logan. You made Evan an uncle, so hopefully everybody's happy and healthy and ready to go. As the Owls' captains are headed out tonight, Flynn, our captains for the Owls are going to be Talon Reese, Evan Whitmore, Jacob Abers, and Blake Callahan. And captains, they just blocked all the numbers there, so I can't see who's over there for Punxsutawney, but the four captains from either side meeting at center field with the rest for an opening coin toss. Is getting ready to roll here. Again, a perfect night for football out here, Flynn. It was projected to be rain during this game, but the last I looked, we should be good to go most of the way through the game, as there's a little chill in the air, a little overcast, but nothing wrong with that. As the toss just happened, we'll listen to what the ref has to say, which is a nice feature up here. The refs at Bradford have the walkie-talkie and can communicate over the loudspeaker now, which makes it very nice.
Makes it easier for us as well.
Bradford did, in fact, win the toss, and they have elected to receive, so Bradford getting ready to send their punt return unit out, and I'm assuming that we're going to see Logan Kohler deep to receive for the Owls. However, he's no secret anymore with his speed, so I've seen him return two, maybe three kicks so far this year because teams are just flat out kicking away from him. They could rather kick the ball out of bounds and take a penalty than kick it off to Logan Kohler so far.
And they're kicking it short as well a lot of the times, too, I've noticed, trying to keep it out of his hands.
And before we get too far, we have our Togees touchdown sweepstake contestant for the first quarter tonight, and our contestant is going to be Pat Derelict. So, Pat, if the Owls score in this first quarter, you win a free value pack meal from Togees Family Restaurant. If they do not score, you still win. This time it will be a free lunch special from Togees Substation. So, Pat, good luck to you. Let's hope the Owls score and you can get yourself some lunch. So the Owls sending their return team out on the field as Punxsutawney's placing the ball and getting ready themselves. In fact, it is going to be Kohler deep along with Caden Kiesior and also Jordan Thompson wear number 44 tonight, which is a little bit of a change.
Those black numbers are very hard to see on the camo jerseys. Yes. They look sharp, but it makes it a little harder on us.
Yes, the Owls are going to be, their guys are deep in the far side of the field, the right-hand side of the field from the press box. So Creekside, if you're familiar with the layout here. Look, to be doing the kicking duties for Punxsutawney is going to be Adam Manners, a junior. I've read that name before. He's a big baseball player. I know that. So, and here we go. The kick is in the air. They are going to kick it to Kohler. Kohler receives the ball about the 3. He's up to the 10, the 15, finds a seam. He breaks to the near sideline. He's at the 20, breaks a tackle. He's at the 25, breaks another to the far sideline. He's at the 30, pushed out of bounds about the 35. So a big, big, big momentum boost there for the Owls is Logan Kohler received it at the 3 and was knocked out of bounds. They're officially going to mark him at the 35-yard line.
And even something as small and simple as that, as a good return like that, can set the momentum for this game, and hopefully we build off it.
So the Owls, Talon Reese, getting his play call. He's in shotgun. Looks like Thompson off to his left. The Owls are working right to left. Reese takes the snap. He's looking to throw. He dumps it out to that's Carter Cawley. He dumped it out to. Cawley was able to catch that ball and bring it up to the 40-yard line. So a solid 5-yard gain there for the Owls. Going to bring up a second down at 5 now from the 40. Again, the Owls are going to be in the shotgun formation as Tommy Langdon steps in for Cawley. now it's going to be Langdon and Havlin on either side of Talon Reese as he's again in the shotgun formation. There's the snap. He pitches out to Kohler. Kohler catches about 38 across the 40. He's getting close to a first down before being brought down by a bunch of Punxsutawney Chucks there, but another solid game. So far, two quick passes, two successful passes, and we're moving the ball. It's going to bring up a third down and one now for the Owls. So far, they're looking sharp, and they're getting those passes off quick because the Owls know how dangerous the defensive line for Punxsutawney is.
And our offensive line has looked good so far, giving them time to get these quick throws out.
Havlin on the right-hand side of Reese. Reese takes a snap, hands it off to Havlin. Havlin comes to the near sideline. He's got first down yardage, breaks one tackle before being brought down at the 48. So about a 4.5 to 5 yard gain there will be a first down Owl. So they're moving the ball so far. Two passes a run, first down.
And I like the way we're looking here. Keeping it quick, keeping the tempo. Not too quick to throw us off, but enough that it's keeping the defense on their toes.
So far, so good for the Owls as they substitute Havlin out and they bring in Nick DeGoyer, who's seen quite a bit of playing time so far this year. With his speed and aggression, I understand why he's in there a lot, as DeGoyer takes his spot right beside on the right-hand side of Reese. Reese again in the shotgun. Another perfect snap from Jasper. Pitches it out to DeGoyer. DeGoyer off the far sideline. Gains a few yards. Gets across the 50 to about the 48, 47. Right there. So another positive gain for the Owls. Is great blocking on that one, Flynn.
And I like the way that we're switching in and substituting guys, keeping our legs fresh, keeping this defense guessing.
Yeah, again, his Collie's coming in to substitute for DeGoyer. So the Owls now are going to be 2nd and 7 from the 49. Ball lined up on the far hash mark. Reese by himself in the backfield. He's got trips to the near sideline. Reese takes the snap, looking to throw again. Throws the far sideline. Pass is complete and then knocked out. Nope, they're going to call that incomplete as Kohler was hit as soon as he put his hands on the ball. So can't really blame him there. That was a pretty good shot he took, but he bounced right back up. No worries. So that's going to bring up now a 3rd and 7 from the 49 for the Owls.
Yeah,
no, that was Havlin, that was Langdon that he tried to get the ball to. Again, these numbers are difficult to see as we see Havlin now being substituted out for DeGoyer. So it looks like it's going to be DeGoyer and Jordan Thompson in the backfield, like trying to see who else is there. But Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap. There's a shovel pass up to Thompson. Thompson tries to get up the middle, but he was brought down by 4 chucks for no gain, maybe even a loss of a little bit there. So that's going to bring up now a 4th down and 7 for the Owls from the 49-yard line. 9:33 left to go here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, we just started here. It's first possession for the Owls, and so far it's nothing-nothing as the Owls send out their punt unit. And that's going to be Brody Havlin doing the punting duties for the Owls.
And he's had quite the leg this year.
For sure. He's really been booming the ball. And I believe that is Adam Manners deep for Punxsutawney. There's the snap. The kick is up. Another good kick. This one gets a good Owls bounce. And it's going to be downed by Kohler. Looks like about the 12-yard line. So when we come back, it's going to be 1st and 10 Punxsutawney. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as Punxsutawney takes the first snap and throws. There's a pass over from 3 to 2, and he's down to the 40, 45, 50, onto the other side of the field, 30, 25, 20. Looks like Reese is going to run him down. Nope, he jukes Reese into the end zone. First play is going to be 86 yards for a touchdown, Punxsutawney, as they go up 86-0.
Boy, that happened fast.
That was just a broken play in coverage. We had nobody deep to catch him, and he's got the speed. He just outran everybody.
Yeah, quarterback Maddox, hat trick for Punxsutawney, was able to get that off. Or excuse me, Zayden Gould was able to get that off the Maddox hat trick, and hat trick did the rest. So 6-0 now here, Punxsutawney, as they send in their extra point unit. It's going to be Adam Manners on the kicking duty for him. The kick is up, and it is good. So it's going to be 7-0 now, Punxsutawney. 8:41 left to go here in the first half. And, yeah, Flynn, like you said, I mean, that was a fast play. I mean, as soon as they were down and the refs blew him into play, the ball was snapped and off quickly. I mean, he actually threw the ball a yard behind the line of scrimmage. And he was just able to take it. And he really showed off some speed. Although the effort was there by Talon, as we see him out on defense again this week. So
it's been nice to see him on defense. You know, he has quite the presence on offense. I'm interested to see how well he does on the defensive unit this year.
Yeah, and who doesn't want somebody with that speed, 6'2", you know, 190, 200 pounds? I mean, of course you want him out there. So the Owls have their return unit out there. Again, we have Logan Kohler deep. Looks like Keyshore and Jordan Thomas as well back for the Owls.
Kicking off the punches will be number 8, Owen Logan.
So again, 7-0 quickly here. One play, one score for Punxsutawney as they're getting ready to fire the ball off down there. Hopefully Kohler's able to get another opportunity for a return here.
Yeah, he almost broke it off the last time. I'm interested to see if they kick it to him again. Yeah,
he was one tackle away from taking that one to the house the last time on the opening kickoff. And the kick is up, and they are, in fact, going to kick him. So, nope, this one goes into the end zone for a touchback. So, boy, they're going right after him there, which is a surprise today. As the Owls send out their offensive unit. They're going to be starting out on the 20-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 Owls from the 20. Again, they're working from right to left, so Creekside to school side here at Parkway Field.
And I like the way we started the last drive. I'm interested to see if we stick with that or not. It seemed to be working up until that last third down.
Yeah, I mean, that quick drop pass really shut it down. But Reese back in the shotgun formation. Okay, got trips to the near sideline. Takes a snap. Looks like a busted play. Reese is going to take himself, comes to the near sideline, but hit behind the line of scrimmage as he was trying to get around to end there. So it's going to be about a loss of a yard there. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 11 now from the 19 for the Owls. That was just a busted play right there, Flynn. It looked like somebody had the wrong assignment as Reese turned to hand it off, and there was nobody there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what tried to happen there. I mean, props to Talon for trying to make something out of nothing there, but just couldn't do it.
As the Owls substitute Langdon in for Havlin. Langdon going to be on Reese's left as he sends Kohler in motion to the near sideline. There's the handoff up the middle. It's going to be Langdon up to a, believe they're going to give him credit for about a 2-yard gain there before he's pushed backwards. So quickly, it's going to be 3rd down and 9 now for the Owls. So it'll be 3rd down and 9. They're going to mark it, well, right at the original line of scrimmage. So just a yard gain there. As the Owls are again are substituting. I didn't see who they brought off, but Carter Cawley in now as they have two receivers on either side of the field. Reese in the shotgun formation, Langdon joining him in the backfield. Looks like Reese sees somebody he didn't like, changing the play up a little bit. There's the snap. Reese looking to throw, looking far sideline, lets the ball go. He's looking over the middle. He was looking for Jordan Thompson as it was off his hands and nearly intercepted by the Chucks. As Jordan Rutan, who's one of the standout players for Punxsutawney, nearly came up with that. So that's going to bring up a 4th down and 10 now for the Owls. So 4th and 10 from the 20, 7:08 left to go here in the first quarter. Punxsutawney up 7-0. Brody Havlin in to kick for the Owls. The snap, the kick, it's up. Ooh, another beauty. Drives him across midfield. Logan Kohler, as soon as the kid caught the ball, He took one step and then was absolutely wiped out by Kohler. So a nice hit there. Logan Moore was the one that received it for Punxsutawney. So,
and a great job to time it up there, be able to hit him, but not get that penalty for hitting him early.
Yep, he caught that. He took one step to his left, and Kohler was right on him. Pretty good hit on him. So we might have to keep that hit in mind there, because that was pretty solid there. So Punxsutawney now taking over on offense. It's going to be first and 10 Punxsy from the 45. Ball lined up near the middle of the field. The Owls with four down linemen. Here's the shotgun. It's a quarterback keeper right up the middle. Across the 45, across the 40, 35, 30, 20. One man to beat. 10, 5. Touchdown, Punxsutawney. Two plays, two touchdowns, and I do not see any flags on the field, Flynn.
And that was a quarterback keeper, but it was Bo Thomas in there taking the snap. It was that Wildcat formation we were mentioning earlier.
Yeah, we talked about that a few minutes ago. So, wow. I think they've had the possession a total of maybe 15 seconds now as they've taken a 13-0 lead over the Owls. As again, they send in Adam Manners to kick the extra point. There's the snap, the kick. It's up. It's good. And halfway to the street out there, that kid's got a boot.
I was watching him in warm-ups today. He's got quite a leg.
Punxsutawney goes up 14-0. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls are down quickly 14-0 to the visiting Punxsutawney Chucks. Flynn, two plays, two scores. Thoughts?
I'm not sure what you can do to stop them here. They have the two quick plays, and we've just had broken defense on both of them.
One pass and one run, so the Owls looks like there might be a little bit of head hanging down there, so hopefully somebody is able to step up and make a play for the Owls, so, you know, get their spirits back up. A lot of energy in the stadium is, again, it's homecoming night for the Owls. Again, deep for the Owls is going to be Logan Kohler, and he's standing about the 3-yard line for the Owls. 6:49 to go here in the first half. Manners in the boot for Punxsutawney. Here's the kick. No, an onside attempt, but it's recovered by the Owls at about the 48-yard line. So at least we're going to get good field position out of it. Is trying to catch. It's Jacob Abers able to come up with that and secure the ball for the Owls.
And I'm not real too sure about that one, about an onside kick.
No, I'm kind of curious why they would do
first
that.
First quarter up by 14. You've scored on two plays. That's an interesting choice for sure.
Yes, it is. So the Owls first and 10 on the 47. Ball lined up in the middle of field. Reese in shotgun formation. Takes a snap, looking to throw. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland cuts up the left side, breaks across to 50. Looks to be about a 5-yard gain. So a decent run there for the Owls as Haviland was able to take it off the right end there and gain positive yards. They're going to credit him with a 5-yard gain there. So first, or 6 yards, excuse me. Going to bring up second and 4 now for the Owls from the 47. Reese again in shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Fake handoff, throws it out to the far sideline. It's complete and across the first down marker, so it looks like it's going to be a first down for the Owls. I'm trying to catch a number there. That's going to be Jordan Thompson with the catch in the first down for the Owls. So again, those quick passes, Flynn, are working.
And it's like you said, it's working. I'm not sure why we switched up from it that last drive, but I'm curious to see if we stick with it now that we know it's working.
Yeah, Collie, it looks like Haviland being substituted for DeGolier. DeGolier is going to join. Nope. Talon's going to send him to the far sideline. He's got Trips on the far sideline. Reese in the shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. Doubles on the near. Alone by himself in the backfield. Takes a snap. Obviously going to throw. Throws it out quick. It's complete. And complete to Kohler. And Kohler takes a big shot there, but jumps right back up there. So Kohler's a tough kid. Don't let his size fool you, because he's here to play. And
props to him for holding on to the ball there. He took quite the lick.
Yes, so that's going to bring up now a second down and 7 for the Owls from the 38-yard line. Reese again in shotgun formation. That's the Goyer in the backfield with him again, looking to throw. There's a pump fake. He's going deep. He's looking for Kohler. He's got Kohler just overthrown. So that's the first chance they went down deep is Punxsutawney's definitely they know about Talon Reese and his ability is they're definitely showing him some respect as they kept it safety deep there. So
and I like the game plan too, throwing it short and then trying to catch him deep. Just couldn't hit him this time.
You got nothing to lose. Why not? I mean, you're coming into the game 1-4. I mean, it's homecoming. Why not take a shot downfield? Unfortunately, that one didn't work out. So 4:59 left to go here in the first quarter. Owls with a big third down. So it's going to be 3rd and 7 from the 38. Reese and shotgun. Fake pitch. Gets the ball out quick. It's open to Kohler. Kohler catches it. About the 38 and up to about the 35-yard line. So he's going to be about 4 yards short of a first down. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Owls go for it here, Flynn.
Being down 14-0 and Punxsy scored on one play on both their drives, I absolutely see the reason they should see no reason they shouldn't go for it.
Yeah, why not? So Talon gets the call from the sideline. He's directing his troops out there. So Langdon in the backfield with him. Talon sees something he don't like, changing up the play a bit back to his formation. Again, it's gonna be 4th and 4 from the 35 for the Owls. Talon takes a snap, he's looking downfield, and he's hit in the backfield and brought down. So Talon sacked on 4th down. That's going to be Adam Muth for Punxsutawney bringing him down. So it's going to be a turnover on downs as the Chucks are now going to take over. Trying to see where they're going to mark the ball. Looks like about the 41-yard line. So 4:12 left to go here in the first quarter. Chucks already up 14-0. It's going to be 1st and 10 now from the 41. It's Punxsutawney taking their time, getting their offensive unit out here.
I'm interested to see if they run that Wildcat again.
Boy, they got 4 guys in the backfield.
And so number 9, Bo Thomas, is back there again. He's not taking the snap this time, though.
There's the snap. Fake handoff, going deep. He's got a guy wide open and just overthrows him. So Zayden Gould was looking for Noah Kondersky, but just barely overthrew him. And thank God, Flinks, there's nothing but green field in front of him.
Yeah, that was a lucky break there. If he caught that ball, it was 3 plays, 3 touchdowns for Punxsy. There was nobody there to catch him.
Fortunately, the Owls were able to survive that one as we see Logan Kohler being subbed in.
A little more speed on the defensive backside here.
Yeah, Lucas Wallace, a freshman, was in on coverage that play. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 now. There's a handoff to Miller. Miller breaks to the near sideline, to the 45, to midfield. Jordan Thompson wraps up his legs. A perfect tackle by Jordan to bring him down. That's going to be close to a first down for the Chucks. Because Jordan made a heck of a tackle on that play.
Yeah, good open field tackle there to save some more yards.
Looks like they're going to...
They did call it a first down.
First down. So it's going to be 1st down Punxsutawney. So it's going to bring up 1st and 10 now from the 49 of the Owls. Gould takes a snap. There's a handoff. He breaks up to the near sideline, across the 40, 30. And he's brought down by Talon Reese, who's able to throw him out of bounds. Trying to get a number there, Flynn. It's going to be Jordan Rutan, who was the carrier for Punxsutawney, as he's brought down by Talon Reese. So it's going to be 1st and 10 now from the 24 for the Chucks. Gould again in the shotgun. There's another handoff right up the middle to Rutan again, but he's hit real quick by Cauley, and Cauley bring him down. Looks like it's going to be for no gain there. Is looks like there's an owl. Nope, he's not slow to get up. He's just taking a quick breath there. And that was Evan Whitmore who was in to assist on the tackle there. So now it's going to be second and six from the 20 for Punxsutawney. Gould takes a snap. There's a fake handoff. And that was Thomas trying to go up the middle, but he tried to run over Evan Whitmore, and that didn't work out so well for him, although he did gain a couple yards. And here's a timeout as we got an Owls player down, and he's up on his own power. That's Logan Kohler. Looks like an ankle there. So let's hope we don't lose out on him. He's one of the keys to this offense. So while we take a quick break here, looks like Logan's trying to get off the field. We'll stick around here for a second. Trainer Mona is out on the field as Logan's coming off on his own power here. So it should be only a momentary stop and play right now. As Logan is almost near the field there, and the Owls are going to head back out, try to play some defense here.
And we've slowed them down at least. They didn't score on their first play, so that's definitely an improvement.
Yeah, 3:03 left to go in the first quarter. Punxsutawney's up 14-0 on the Owls as they're coming out for a big third down play, third and four to be exact from the 18. So keep an eye on Kohler here, and if he's able to take a breather and get back out there. And that's going to be Bo Thomas again taking the snap in the Wildcat formation. There's a handoff. Breaks it off to the far sideline. He cuts up and into the end zone. Bo Thomas takes the snap, hands it off to
Logan Moore.
Moore puts it into the end zone, an 18-yard touchdown for Punxsutawney. That's going to bring our score up to – oh, there's a flag on the play. It's real nice having the refs have access to the intercom system now, so we'll be able to hear what this is. Punxsutawney's walking backwards, so I believe there's going to be – it's definitely on Punxy, just a matter of what it's going to be. It's going to be a block in the back against Punxsutawney, so wipe that score off, and it's going to remain third down, but I believe it is, in fact, a third down, a 10-yard or a 5-yard penalty, so it's going to be third down and 9 now from the 29. Or from the 19. There's the handoff to Gould, but he's hit in the backfield by Caden Keyshore was able to bring him down. So nice play by Keyshore there. It's going to bring up a fourth down now for Punxsutawney. So Bradford's defense stiffening up a little bit here, Flynn.
Yeah, but that running game has really eaten us up the first two drives, like, you know, one play, and we gave up the score, so it's nice to see us slow him down a little bit.
As that is going to be Bo Thomas again taking the snap all by himself in the backfield for Punxsutawney. He's got trips to the near sideline. Fourth and two is the official mark. Oh, and there's going to be a timeout. Looks like Punxsutawney's taking a timeout. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as Punxsutawney getting set for a fourth down play as they're fourth and two from the 16 of the Owls. A little confusion as our scoreboard shows fourth and two, and we're sure of that, but the chain gang over there has it third and two, but everybody up here is in, you know, we're all in agreement that it's fourth and two now for Punxsutawney as they send their offensive unit back out. Trying to get a look at who's going to be. That's going to be Thomas again taking the snap. He's all alone, trips to the, and he sends a man in motion, so no longer trips. Thomas takes a snap. He's looking to run, definitely design play across the 10, first down, but he's hit and brought down hit and brought down by Malachi McCormick to save a touchdown, but another first down for Punxsutawney. So first and goal now as the clock continues to tick under 2 minutes. We're at 1:50 left to go here. First and goal from the six. Thomas takes a snap, tries to go right up the middle, bounce off one tackle and into the end zone for another chuck score. That's going to bring our score up to 20-0 now, 1:42 left to go here in the first quarter. As Punxsutawney sends out their kicking team. Flynn, one thing I've noticed, even down when I'm at the middle school level watching there, is a lot of teams will play for the mercy rule, which in PIAA is 35 points, and then they get the running clock. Right, wrong, who knows, but that's what teams have been doing.
And that would explain the onside kick earlier in the game after they had scored their second touchdown.
So the kick is up and good. That's going to bring our score now 21-0 here, 1:42 left to go in the first quarter as the Owls are huddling up around Coach Puglio to maybe fire them up a little bit.
We definitely need a momentum shift.
Taking a peek out there, and I believe Kohler's amongst – Kohler is out there on the field, so must be just a little shake up there, maybe a little cramp. Either way, he's ready to go. So, and they've showed so far, Flynn, they're not afraid to kick to Kohler, which this is the first team all year I've seen not afraid to do that.
The only team I've seen to kick it to him more than once.
It typically only takes one time. They see his speed and his ability, and that's enough for him. So Kohler is not going to be deep for the Owls this time. It's going to be Jordan Thompson deep at about the 5, and then Kohler's at the 10 on the near hash mark. And Keyshore is on the 10 on the far hash mark there as Punxsutawney's kicking from left to right here. Going to be Adam Manners in again to kick for the Chucks.
They did go for the onside last time, though.
Bradford does have some hands guys out there. But nope, he kicks it deep, and that's a boot. And into the end zone, it's going to be another touchback. Boy, that kid can really get after
it. As I mentioned earlier, I was watching him in warm-ups, and he's got quite the leg on him.
Yeah, that name sticks out because he's a standout baseball player down there in Punxsutawney as well. And if I'm not mistaken, he's a pitcher and a very good one at that. So good to see kids playing multiple sports. I'm always a big fan of that. So the Owls are going to take over on offense here. 1:42 left to go in the opening quarter. It's going to be first and 10 from the 20. Talon Reese and shotgun for the Owls. He's got, looks like Havlin with him. Drops back. Dumps the pass over the middle, is complete to, nope, off the hands of Cauley and falls harmlessly incomplete. So incomplete pass is going to bring up a second and 10 now. It's a good thing Talon got that throw off because there was two guys and they were coming, but it looked like it was designed to let them through the line there, Flynn.
Yeah, with the blitzing that they've been doing and how their defensive line's been playing so far, the screen definitely makes sense to try and bait them in and get a big play there.
Reese again in shotgun formation. He's got Havlin off to his right. Looks like Langdon to his left. Takes the snap. There's a fake handoff. Looking to throw near side. It's complete to Keyshore or Cauley. Cauley's hit and drops the ball. The ball goes down, but it looks to be covered up by the Owls about the 26, 27-yard line. In fact, it is. And that is... that is Alio. Enzo Alio was right there to pick up the ball after it was fumbled. So that's going to be a 3rd and 3 now for the Owls from the 27. Talon over to the sideline to get the play call, directing his troops. He's got Langdon and DeGoyer in the backfield with him. Langdon on the right, DeGoyer on the left. He sends DeGoyer in motion to the far side, takes the snap, there's a quick hitter, and it's complete to the near sideline, and it's caught by Caden Keyshore, and it's a favorable spot for the Owls just on this side of the 30. So it's going to be a first down Bradford, so the first one of the game with under a minute left to go here in the first quarter. So first down, Owls from the 31 as the clock is quickly running down, but play clock is less. So they're going to get at least one play off here before the end of the first quarter. Talon Reese, shotgun formation, DeGoyer off to his right. Talon takes a snap. There's a handoff. Goes up the Nick DeGoyer goes up the middle, but is hit and pushed backwards. I'm sorry, that was Haviland who took that handoff. He was hit and looks like they're going to credit him with about a yard. Yeah, a yard gain there for the Owls, so it's going to be second and nine now as the first quarter is going to run out. So the end of the first quarter, Punxsutawney's up 21-0 over your Bradford Owls. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. As the team switch sidelines here is the beginning of the second quarter with your Owls down 21-0 as they're facing a second down and nine as they're working now from left to right. Talon Reese sends a man in motion, takes a snap, looking to throw, throws to the far sideline, is complete. I believe that's Kohler who's able to catch it for a positive game, maybe 5, possibly 6 yards there. So another quick hitter, Flynn, another positive play for the Owls.
Yeah, the quick passes are working, and I think that we should definitely stick with that. The little short gains are adding up, and we're getting first downs, and we're keeping the ball moving.
Yeah, credit them with a 5-yard Kohler there with a 5-yard gain. So third and four now from the 37 for the Owls. Talon switching up the play as he's surrounded in the backfield by Langdon and Haviland. He sends Langdon in motion, takes a snap. He throws it out to the near sideline to Langdon. Langdon catches it, runs into his own man, unfortunately, and is just swallowed up for a loss. So it's going to be fourth down now coming up for the Owls. I'm not sure if that was a busted play or what happened there, but I'm pretty sure every guy on the Punxsutawney team was in the backfield on that play.
I think it was a design wide receiver screen, but I think it was just a broken play. There just wasn't enough blocking there. He didn't have enough space to get out and get open, get in the open field.
Brody Haviland into to kick for the Owls as it's fourth down and eight from the 33. The Owls swapping a few guys out as they had too many guys on the field. There's the snap, the punt, another good kick by Haviland as it bounces at the 31 and bounces straight out of bounds there. There's, again, Kohler's the first guy down there, as he typically is. So that's going to be a first down now for Punxsutawney. Looks like the 30-yard line. So 10:26 left to go here in the half as we're going to announce our Togies touchdown sweepstakes. This quarter is going to be Lynette Carl. Lynette, if the Owls score in this quarter, you're going to get a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. If they do not, you're going to get a lunch special from Togies Substation. And Pat Derelak, if you're listening, you were our first quarter contestant. The Owls did not score. However, you did. Free lunch special from Togies Substation. So, Flynn, 10:26, down 21. Any thoughts on where we go from here?
I don't want to say that I'm at a loss, but right now I think you kind of just have to try anything you can just to see what sticks.
And there must have been a penalty. It looks like a 10-yard penalty as the refs marched the ball back 10 yards from the 30 back to the 20 for Punxsutawney. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 20 now. they take the snap. There's the handoff up the middle, and he gets a couple yards before being hit hard by Jake Abers. It puts down a thunderous hit there to bring down Zayden Gould. So the Punxsutawney's doing a good job switching out their back and their quarterback and also their wide receiver, so you kind of never know who to key on out there. This time in shotgun formation, they have Bo Thomas. So second and five from the 25, Thomas takes a snap. There's the handoff, and he goes right up the middle, and he breaks one tackle across 35 and brought down at the 40. I'm not sure who is running it for Punxsutawney, but he was brought down by Malachi McCormick for the Owls. Punxy working fast here as they've already hiked the ball. There's a handoff again, and right up the middle, there's a flag on the play. As the runner is brought down by Jordan Thompson right at midfield, but there is a flag on the near sideline.
I think it was we had an extra man on the field. Someone was injured trying to get off.
Yes, Punxsutawney was really trying to hurry that one through. The referees confirm about it. Going to talk to the Punxsutawney quarterback to see what they want to do. Is I'm still not sure who they're going to have a quarterback, as Bo Zayden Gould and Bo Thomas are in the area of where they are.
And like you mentioned, switching up their formation, switching in and out the players, it's working. They're keeping our defense on our toes.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said, Flynn. 12 men on the field against Yowl, so that's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
And he was injured trying to hobble off the field.
Sportsmanship goes a long way, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
But here we go, 9:37 left to go here in the first quarter. It's going to be first and 10 now from the 45 for Punxsutawney, as they have Bo Thomas back in to take the snap for the Chucks. He's got trips to the far sideline, nobody in the backfield with him. Takes a snap, quick pass out, and it's complete over to the far sideline to Layden Tomchula. As he gets down the field, there's another flag on the play, an obvious holding call, so that one's going to be coming back, which is a good thing, because that was a pretty good play there as he took it down inside the 30 of the Owls. Referee looking, conferring with each other. In fact, it is going to be a holding against Punxsutawney, so a little break there for the Owls. So that's going to march it back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So it's going to be still remain first down. This time it's going to be, and that's a spot penalty, so 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So it's going to be first and 12 now for Punxsutawney from the 47. As they have Gould to take this snap. Trips near side, takes a snap, fires it out to the near sideline, is complete.
Logan Kohler.
Yes, the pass was complete to Logan Moore, but Logan Kohler lays down a hit as soon as he touches the ball. So nice pass, nice defensive play for the Owls that time. So that's going to bring up now a second and 11 from the 46 for Punxsutawney.
And that was just a textbook tackle there, lowering his shoulders and hitting him right in the waist.
Gould again to take the snap as he's got runners on either side. Takes a snap from shotgun. There's the run pass option, and he goes, keeps it himself and goes right up the middle, nearing the first down as he crosses the 40, nearing the 35. He's going to be about 2 yards short there, so that's going to bring up a third and two now for Punxsutawney. Yes, it was Whitmore who was able to get the tackle in there. So Evan's got a couple tackles so far tonight. So as we stated pregame, you know, he needed to step up and make some plays tonight, and so far so good.
And he leads the team in tackles per game this year as well.
Bo Gould again. It looks like there's going to be
Bradford timeout.
Yep, Bradford timeout. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as it's 21-0 in favor of the visiting Punxsutawney Chucks. 8 minutes left to go here in the first half. A homecoming night here for Bradford. Punxsutawney getting ready for a third down and two from their own 37. Is Gould again? Nope. This time it's going to be Gould, in fact, to take the snap from shotgun. Takes a snap. There's the handoff. And there's hit in the backfield and brought down short. That was Jordan Thompson making a play for the Owls, getting the first hit in the backfield. So that's going to bring up a fourth and three as he lost a yard on the play. So 7:45 left to go in the half. Fourth and three. Punxsutawney is going to stay out there and go for it here as the Owls learned their lesson from a few plays ago when Punxsutawney tried to quick play them there, and Bradford's defense is ready to go. Here come the Chucks with the play call. In fact, now they're all set up and they're ready to go. Is that a different quarterback out there? This time, nope, that's Gould. Nope, we're going to take another timeout here, So timeout this time, Punxsutawney. So a little bit of confusion as they were trying to get the fourth down play call in. Coach Pulio down there with his players. And also Flynn, real quick, is he was hurt earlier. Logan Kohler he missed, what, two plays? And he's right back out there. So
I think it was only two or three plays, yeah. And that, like we mentioned earlier, that tackle he made in open field just laid the boom on that kid. Looks great out there.
Yeah, he's putting in an early bid for an award at the end of the game there. So, again, our Toji's touchdown sweepstake contestant is going to be Lynette Carl. Lynette, you could win a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant if the Owls score this quarter. If not, it's a free lunch special from Toji Substation. Punxsutawney's back out and ready to go. Is that Gould and shotgun? He sends a man in motion. Still a little bit of confusion out there, but there's the snap. Rolling out to the far sideline, takes it himself. Oh, then he pitches it off, and it's complete. No.
I think he dropped it at the end there.
Yeah, they're going to look like he had it, took a step, but then dropped it. He never had control over it. As that was Maddox Hetrick that time at quarterback for Punxsutawney, looking to get it out to Bo Thomas. So Bradford, with a defensive stand there, Flynn, they're going to take over on downs. So 7:12 left to go now in the opening half. The Owls offense is going to take over first and 10 from their own 37. Talon Reese leading his troops out on the field is, again, the Owls in non-traditional camouflage jersey tonight. Reese in shotgun formation. Got one back to his left, takes a snap, looking to throw, looking far sideline, comes back over the middle, and off the hand of Jordan Thompson falls incomplete. It's going to bring up a second and 10 now for the Owls from the 37. So, again, Flynn, Reese is getting some time back there. That's the first time he was actually went through his motions. It wasn't a design quick pass, and Jordan just unable to come up with that pass.
And I think you have to give a lot of credit to the offensive line for that. Definitely giving Talon enough time to make those quick passes, but also progress in the pocket if he needs to. And John Jasper, I have yet to see a bad snap from him.
Yeah, he's done fantastic out there. So Reese again. Look in the shotgun, steps up to change the play a little bit. Reese signals for a snap, takes a snap. He's looking downfield, far sideline. He lets the ball go. He's got a man open, and it's complete to Enzo Alio. Oh, no, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. So although he caught it, apparently he had one foot on the line there. So that's going to bring up a third and 10 now for the Owls. So 7:02 left to go, third and 10 from the 37. The Owls swap out Enzo Alio for Caden Keisher as Keisher takes his place on the far sideline. Talon Reese gets the call from the sideline. He's in shotgun formation. He's got Brody Havlin off to his right. Talon takes a snap, looking near sideline. Nothing there. Looking downfield, nothing there. He takes off to the far sideline, across the 40 to the 45, and out of bounds near the first down marker. So that's a pretty generous spot by the referee, and they might be enough for a first down.
I think he got it.
In fact, it is a first down. So Talon making a good decision there, had good coverage. I mean, give Punksy credit. They had great coverage there. Talon noticed that and was able to use his legs and get it across.
His ability to make something out of nothing, even on broken plays or plays like that where coverage is just tight, he's quick on his feet. He's great at making a play.
6:53 left to go in the first half here. It's going to be first and 10 now for the Owls from the 47. Talon sends Kohler in motion, takes a snap, looking to throw, nothing there. Dumps it over the middle, and it's picked off. Picked off by Punxsutawney, and that was their center who was able to grab that. That's Brayton Trillhart for Punxsutawney. So, unfortunately, a turnover is Talon tried to get that over the three linemen that were running him down, but unfortunately just not enough air on it.
And it was a design screen there again, and it looks like the center just read it perfectly. He was right there. And
that was a heck of an athletic play from an offensive lineman.
It was.
We'll give him credit there. Again, that was Brayden Trollhart for Punxsutawney. So Bradford back on defense. This is going to be first and 10 from the 37 for Punxsutawney. They're already up 21-0 here. So we're going to play the guessing game of who is the quarterback going to be for Punxsy. Looks like Gould is there in shotgun formation. Takes a snap. There's a handoff. And he busts it out to the far sideline, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and he's caught and busts through one tackle. He drops the ball. The ball's on the ground. Bo Thomas was the carrier. He follows the ball at about the 5-yard line, 3-yard line. It bounces, rolls into the end zone. It's recovered by Logan Moore for a touchdown for Punxsutawney. Man, sometimes it's just the way the ball falls. So with that, Punxsutawney takes a 27-0 lead here, 6:33 left to go in the first half. That's just unfortunate.
Yep, that's just an unfortunate play there. Great job to get the ball out, but nothing you can do there.
Adam Manners in for the extra point for the Chucks. There's the snap, the kick, and he drives that one almost to the men's bathroom over there at the far side. That kid's got a boot.
He's fun to watch.
So 28-0, 6:33 left to go in the first half. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as Punxsutawney's taking a 28-0 lead over the Owls. 6:33 left to go here in the opening half of football. Deep for the Owls is going to be Jordan Thompson. He's standing about the 5-yard line. Kohler on the 10-yard line at the far hash mark. And is Fabian Shirk in for the Owls on the near hash mark, standing at the 10-yard line. Manners in to kick for Punxsy. The kick is off, and another booty drives it deep. Bounces at the 1-yard line and picked up by Thompson. Thompson across the 10 to the 15 and brought down quickly by Zach Blues for Punxsutawney, but still grabbed it at a one, a decent return there. About a 15-yard return there, so, I mean, decent. But that's going to bring up a first down and 10 now from the 15 for the Owls. 6:29 left to go. As Talon's taking his familiar position, shotgun formation for the Owls as he sends Langdon back and also DeGolier with him. Looks like he's going to move a guy's out as Kohler's lined up near sideline. Langdon in the backfield with Talon Reese. Talon takes a snap, quick pitch out to Lang. The Lang out to the far sideline. He's got a little bit of space around the corner, but brought down quickly as maybe a gain of a yard there. So the Owls trying. That's a play we haven't seen yet so far tonight.
And they're trying to get the run game going, but right now there's just not a lot of success. And I think really at the half here, if we don't score, we need to go in the locker room and have somebody needs to step up and get this team fired up.
Yeah, so far the offensive line is they're being pushed around pretty good by the defensive line of Punxsutawney. So it's going to be 2nd and 10 now from the 15. Reese and shotgun. Looks like he's changing up his snap count a bit as he's got trips to the near sideline. Takes a snap, fake handoff. He dumps out his screens, complete to Jordy. Jordy up to the 20 and brought down by his shoestrings there. So it's going to be about a 5, possibly 6 yard gain. Is Punxsutawney not fooled at all by that as Bradford's ran that same play, you know, that screen play a couple of times now.
And I think eventually with them hopping on these screen plays so well and playing it well defensively that we need to take a deep shot here.
As Cauley substituted in for DeGolier. It's going to be 3rd and 4 now from the 21 for the Owls. Talon shotgun formation. Sends Kohler in motion. Takes a snap. Throws out to Kohler on the far sideline. Kohler makes a move across the 20. Makes another move, but nothing there as he's wrapped up and brought down by Bo Thomas. So they might credit him with a yard. In fact, they do credit him with the yard, but nonetheless, it's going to be 4th and 3 now from the 22 for the Owls. Is looking to see if they're going to be going for it. Nope, they got Havlin in there to punt. So Havlin's staying at his own 11. Waiting for the snap. Snaps there. Punt is off. Another good punt. Drives him down to the 45. It hits his hands and falls out before being wrapped up by Kohler there. So Punxsutawney going to take over. It's going to be 1st and 10. 45-yard line, I believe they're going to mark him at. So Punxsutawney up 28-0 on the Owls. And so far, they've been able to do whatever they want. If you weren't here with us from the beginning, their first two offensive plays, they scored very first play of both drives, so both big plays as well.
And I think it's the formations and the substitutions they're doing at these skill positions that are really keeping our defense just guessing.
Yeah, so far I've seen 4 different guys take a snap for Punxsutawney. But needless to say, 1st and 10 now, takes a snap. This time it's Gould. And he gets the ball out.
Did
and
he
I believe
pick
that's
that?
Picked off.
Did he pick it?
It is picked off. That is Brody. Nope, that's Tommy Langdon with the interception for the Owls. So I'm not sure how he was able to do that, but wow, we'll take it, Flynn.
Maybe this is the momentum shift that we've been needing.
Let's hope so. So that's going to be now 1st and 10 for the Owls on the Punxsy side of the field. They're going to mark it at the 48 as they hustle to send their offense back in. Talon, who is on defense, runs to the sideline, gets the play call from Coach Yoey. Talon's going to be in shotgun formation. Tommy Langdon looks to be to his right as the ball's on the far sideline. 1st and 10 from the 48. Sends Kohler in motion. There's a snap. There's a fake throw. It's a handoff to Langdon. Langdon, some tough sledding there, but he looks to gain 3 or 4 yards on first down. So a nice little play call there. And a good fake by Talon there. So positive momentum. Here we go. So that's going to bring up 2nd and 7 now from the 45 from the Owls as they substitute Cauley out. Carter Cauley comes out. Looks like not sure who they put in his place. Again, these numbers are real hard to see here tonight, but 2nd and 7 from the far hash mark. Talon shotgun takes a snap. There's another similar play. Again, he fake throw and he hands it off to Langdon. Langdon, some more tough sledding, but a flag on the play, and it looks like it's going to be most likely a holding call against the Owls there, but we'll see what they have to say.
And the offensive line's holding up well. I'm glad that we haven't abandoned the run game.
The run game's going to be key, not only in this game, but you know, as we move forward, as we're, this is only the halfway mark of the season here, as the Owls come in, you know, 1-4, but a couple tough games left to go and a couple winnable games left to go. So, I mean, they're all winnable, don't get me wrong, but as the Owls are being marched backwards, they're going to put the ball back on the Owl side of the field at the 46, so a 10-yard penalty. And, in fact, it is going to be a holding call on one of the linemen there. Reese gets the play call. He sends Havlin off to the sideline. He's replaced by Cauley. Reese in shotgun formation. Sends a man in motion. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Gets it off far sideline, but just a step ahead of him, falls incomplete as Reese was looking for Caden Keisher on that play, but falls incomplete. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 15 now from the 47 for the Owls. 3:19 left to go here in the first half. And again, that quick pass, Flynn, I mean, that's what they're attempting to do.
Well, it worked. It worked well the first drive, the first couple plays. We were real marching down the field, and it seems like something switched, and we can't get it moving.
Yeah, Punxsutawney definitely made an adjustment there, and they're able to defend it well now as the Goyer hustles in for Cauley. Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap, drops back, looking to throw. Nothing there. Rolls out to the near sideline, still looking for downfield. There's nothing there. He takes off on his feet, makes a move. Nice spin move to get a few extra yards there. So Reese brings it across midfield. Looks like they're going to mark him down about the 46-yard line. So still going to be fourth down. Fourth down. Yeah, they're going to credit him about 8 yards on the play there. So, again, Reese, nothing downfield, using his legs for another positive game. But unfortunately, it's going to bring up a 4th and 8 now for the Owls. Is Havlin in to punt. And Logan Moore deep for Punxsutawney. There's the snap, the kick, another beauty. He drives this one to the far side of the field, takes an Owls bounce about the 15 and right into the end zone. So it's going to be a touchback. So they'll bring that ball out to the 20-yard line where Punxsutawney will take over with 2:29 left to go in the first half. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as Punxsutawney takes the snap quickly. And there's a handoff.
Bo Thomas breaks
off to the far side and right up the middle across midfield. He's being run down by Keyshore. He's just unable to come up with him as Bo Thomas takes it to the house, an 80-yard touchdown. As that was, yes, Keyshore showing off his speed, but just he got his hand on his jersey, but unable to bring him down.
So, it was a great effort, yeah.
Yep, can't knock a kid for the effort like that. That's going to bring our score 34-0 in favor of Punxsutawney. So, Flynn, that's the third time Punxsutawney has scored on the very first play of a drive.
And at this point, I think it's just the attitude and the energy, the momentum that's in Punxsy's hands right now.
Yep. And as they're going to kick this field goal, we'll put them up 35, which will put us into the mercy rule before halftime here. So there's the snap, the kick. It's up, and it is good. So
that was
35.
Almost blocked.
Yeah, it nearly was. 35-0 now in favor of Punxsutawney. As we're going to stay right here this time, as that was such a quick score. Flynn, at this point, I think I'm gonna wait and see what Punxsutawney does. See if they start putting in some of their guys that may not see as much playing time, or maybe switching guys up into different positions. But like I had mentioned to you before, not only here but also at the middle school level, it seems that teams are playing to get to that mercy rule. And even though it may seem a little unsportsmanlike, some of the things they do, not saying anything here has been, But teams want to get to that mercy rule and get that clock rolling. And I've also noticed, especially when teams have a long way to drive back home, as you know, Punxsutawney is a couple-hour drive. So maybe they're looking to get out of here a little bit early.
And they hit that mercy rule mark, so I'm interested to see if they start, like you said, switching in some of their second string, third string guys, or if they keep pounding the rock the way they've been all game.
The Owls definitely have a couple of their reserve guys in there. It's 2:15 left to go here. Manners in to kick off for the Owls this time. Kohler's back deep again. The kick is off. Another good kick. Looks like it's going to bounce into the end zone over Kohler's head, so another touchback. I think that's the fourth of five kicks have gone into the end zone, so you don't see that too often in high school football.
And you can't see it, obviously, from the radio, but these extra points that he's kicking as well, he's got 30 yards on them.
Yep. They're massive. How far did you say they were kicking in warm-ups when you were watching them?
I believe he was kicking them from the 35.
Yeesh.
I'm almost positive he hit one from the 35, or at least was very close.
That's a huge, huge leg. So the Owls take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line as they're working left to right. Reese in shotgun takes a snap. There's a handoff. Looks like Havlin. Havlin goes up the middle for a gain. It looks like 4, maybe 5 yards, so going to bring up a second and 5 now. There's a nice hole opened up for him there on that play. So the clock just getting under 2 minutes here to go in the first half, as our contestant again is going to be Lynette Carl for Otoji's touchdown sweepstake. Lynette, you win if the Owls score. Talon Reese in shotgun formation. He's got one back to his right. Takes a snap. There's the handoff. I think it's Langdon off to the far sideline around the end, and then more positive yards there, close to a first down. But they're going to mark him just shy of it. It's going to be third down and 1 now from the 29 for the Owls as Langdon hustles off the field as they bring in DeGolier. Reese already got the play call set to go. The Owls playing a little fast here. There's the snap. There's the handoff. This time to Havlin. Havlin up the middle. He's going to get the first down before being brought down about the 35-yard line. So first down, Bradford. 1:06 left to go here in the first half. Reese over to the sideline. Gets his play call. Looks like Carter Cawley being subbed in for Havlin this time. Clock under a minute. Reese sends a man in motion. Takes a snap. There's another handoff, this time to Langdon. Langdon off to the far end and more positive yards. Looks like about a 4-yard gain there, and I'm not sure he got out of bounds. He did not, but another solid gain there, so that's going to bring up a 2nd and 6, it looks like, for the Owls. And there's going to be Bradford's going to take a timeout. Again, we're going to stay here with you as there's only 22 seconds left to go here in the half. Extended halftime here, Flynn. Is that good or bad considering how this game's going so far?
I think it'll be a good thing. I think it'll benefit us. I think it gives us some extra time to go in and catch our breath, calm down, and reset. And we need somebody, like I said earlier, to really come in and fire these guys up.
And I was reading over your notes, as I do thank you and appreciate you putting all the time you do. Even when you were sick and on vacation, you put the time in to make sure that we had notes for the game. And Punxsutawney's coming in exactly as you said they were, 100% to a T, as you said they were. And so kudos to you for being able to do that. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So the Owls back out on the field here, 22 seconds left to go in the first half. Facing 2nd down and 6 now from the 39 as they're working from left to right. Talon, shotgun formation, sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a handoff to the motion man. There's a reverse. Gives it to Kohler. Kohler off to the far end. Bakes past one tackle, across first down marker to the 50 before being pushed out of bounds. So a little trickery there for the Owls. And, you know, put the ball in the hands of your playmakers, and that's what they do. So first down, Owls now. 14 seconds left to go. It was a big gain by Kohler. It's going to give him a first and 10 now from the 48. 14 seconds left to go. The clock is currently stopped as they move, as Kohler was able to get out of bounds, and they moved the sticks over there. Talon in with the play call. He's going to be in the backfield. Looks like Langdon in with him. He's going to have trips to the near sideline with Kohler, the closest one to us. Talon takes a snap, looking to throw. He's got a man open far sideline. Looks like Alio, and Alio is able to haul it in for about a 9-yard gain. So 9 seconds left to go here. It's going to be second and one now from they are going to give him credit with a first down there. So a 10-yard gain for Alio. So after another play or two, we're going to be having the C.J. Wallace Engineering halftime show coming up, and we'll discuss the first half. It's going to be an extended halftime, Flynn, as we mentioned before. But business to take care of first here as Reese in the shotgun again. Takes a snap, looking to throw downfield. He's got a man open, looking to go over the middle. He's got Jordy Thompson. Thompson catches about the 15 and brought down at about the 8-yard line. And the Owls able to get a timeout called with 2 seconds left to go. So a big play for the Owls there. And Reese showing off his talent. That ball was perfect in between two defenders, but in front of the deep defender. There's three guys around Thompson when he brought that in.
And even if we don't score here with the 2 seconds left, it's a huge boost to take in the locker room with us.
Massive, massive momentum shift there. Potentially, you know, and obviously it'd be great to see the Owls able to score here.
Trying to see where they marked the ball down at. The 8-yard line.
Yep. So big pass and catch from Reese to Jordan Thompson for not only the first down, but it's going to be first and goal here, and the Owls able to quickly get that timeout in. So they're going to have a chance at a score here. It's going to be first and goal from the 8, 2 seconds left to go. Owls are lined up. Reese in shotgun formation. Langdon to his right. Logan Kohler to the near sideline. Sends a man in motion, takes a snap, looking near sideline, nothing there, takes off with his leg. He's got Robe up the middle, he dives, touchdown! Oh! Talon Reese with a broken play, but uses his legs and gets in for the Owls' first score of the night as he dives from about the 5-yard line, Flynn, using that big frame to get the ball across the line.
And it's like we say every game, he has the ability to make a play, something out of nothing. Great effort.
That's going to bring our score 35-6 now as the clock is at zero. So they're going to kick this off, and then they're going to go for the extra point. As Keyshore is in for that, their snap, the kick, it's up, it's good. Keyshore showing off his leg. So here we go into halftime with Visiting Punxsutawney up 35-7, but the Owls have some momentum. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Yeah. elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screwed together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach Alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to homecoming halftime here as the Bradford Owls student are starting their homecoming festivities. Unfortunately, it's not a whole lot to cheer about so far in the first half as Punxsutawney's taken a 35-7 lead over the Owls. And Flynn, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, they're as advertised. They're just dominating the line of scrimmage. They're mixing up their plays very well. I mean, I've seen everything from an I form to a wildcat to a wing T. I've seen four different players from Punxsutawney take snaps at quarterback. And the Owls are just doing their best to catch up there.
When you have a dominant run game like that and have the ability to get the ball into a number of kids' hands, it just throws the opposing defense off guard and keeps them guessing, keeps them on their toes, and that's what they're doing to us so far. And they've had the three drives where they scored on one or two plays, and they're switching it up so well. They're keeping us on our toes, and there's really right now I think our defense is just kind of at a loss.
So as you're joining us here on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, a little bit extended version tonight. We saw a good drive at the very end of the first half there as a huge play from Reese to, it was Jordan Thompson that caught the ball, and a perfectly thrown ball in between three receivers.
31 yards.
So a 31-yard touchdown or a 31-yard pass for Reese to Thompson, and then Reese, they were quickly able to get the timeout with 2 seconds left to go. They come out. Reese had a broken play, but able to use his legs and dive from about the 5-yard line all the way into the end zone to get the Owls on the board right at the end of the half.
It was a great effort. It was a great effort.
So Reese not only showing his prowess with his arm, but also with his legs, as he's done a couple times tonight. He was able to roll out and extend plays and or make positive out of nothing. So kudos to him, as he is as advertised, and he's no secret to visiting teams anymore, or visiting opponents, I should say, no matter where we're at, is they definitely key in on him.
Yeah, and with, I believe, what did I have written down, 78 passing yards? Puts him over 1,000 passing yards on the year so far.
And what, 3 interceptions?
I believe today was the third, yes.
So it's really showing off, and you see why there's always recruiters from colleges, scouts from colleges here checking him out. So, again, not a whole lot to cheer about, but definitely some momentum. And as I used to say all the time, attitude and effort. And that's really going to boost the attitude, that score at the end of the game. As you're joining us here on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. So let's boost the attitude with all the energy of the homecoming festivities and you know, get some more effort out there and see if we can turn this game around and make it at least respectable at best.
And that drive alone, let alone the score, were definitely huge positives to take with us into the halftime, into the locker room. And like I mentioned earlier, I think we need somebody to step up and get this team motivated, get everybody's heads up, get them fired up and ready to go. I think once the momentum's in our favor, that we can make this game closer than it looks right now.
Yeah, and one thing that I'm not 100% certain on is Punxsutawney went up 35-0 in the first half, so that triggers the mercy rule, so running clock. So with Bradford scoring, does that go back to regular time, or I believe it stays mercy time the rest of the game?
That's actually something I'm unfamiliar with. I'd have to ask somebody about that.
Yeah, I'm looking for clarification on that, so maybe when we get a few minutes, I'll shoot out a text message to find out for sure where that is. So also, Flynn, as you know, maybe you forgot over the last few weeks, but we have some duties to take care of here in the second half, as we've seen first half, second half. And that's going to be the Model T and MVP of the game, so keep a player in mind for that. I got my thoughts already, but we'll see how the second half shakes out. And also the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. So looking towards naming those both at the end of the game here. As I'm flipping through my notes here, there was a Fretz game yesterday, Flynn, down at Fretz. They played, I can't even remember, and I was there keeping stats for them.
They're undefeated so far this year, aren't they?
Nope, they have one loss.
One loss.
One loss so far. They lost to Ridgeway 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. But either way, coaches down there having those kids playing really, really well. Not sure what I did with my notes here, but I do know there were some big plays. There's some good-sized kids down there. There's some kids that really like to play football. If I'm not mistaken, it was like 36-20, I believe, was the final score to move Fretz to 3-1. Their quarterback down there, Brady Rosendahl, just outstanding. I mean, he was 4-for-4 throwing, but he can run. He can use his legs. And one thing that I'm told is, you know, I talk to a lot of guys all week, is Talon Reese, freshman Lucas Wallace, and Brody Rosendahl, the quarterback down at Fretz, those three all spend a lot of time together. not only working on football, their main thing, working on football, but also they're just friends. So they're building that camaraderie, and Talon's trying to pass down to both Lucas and Brady, you know, his knowledge and what he's learned, and that there's nothing negative about that.
I think that just speaks to the character of Talon Reese, you know, being able to spend time with the younger kids like that, and like you said, trying to work with them and pass it down. You know, these Fretz kids are looking up to everybody on the high school roster, so for them to be doing something like that, is it definitely means more to those kids and probably their parents than anybody realizes.
So last night, I do recall Lorman. Can't remember his first name off the top of my head, but Lorman, he had two interceptions for Fret, two big interceptions at key points in the game. Max Gow was able to have a couple big kick returns, and he also had a couple touchdown runs. So just overall an excellent game by the Owls down there last night. As you're joining Flynn and I here at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, I being Skirv. So far, nothing but Punxsutawney until the last two plays of the quarter there. Is Punxsutawney's taking a 35-7 lead. And Flynn, you were working on some stats there while I was chit-chatting and doing my thing. So why don't you go ahead and run down first half stats? There may not be a whole lot, but what do you got for us?
Right now, I have Talon Reese's stats. He's has 78 passing yards so far. And like I said, that puts him over the 1,000-yard mark this year. He's got 25 rushing yards, including that rushing touchdown there right before the end of halftime there. And I got Brody Haviland here. He's got 22 rushing yards, and Langdon, he has 13 rushing yards, and he did snag an interception on the defensive side there.
That's right, yes.
And I got Evan Whitmore, who's in there with four tackles, maybe five. I think I might have missed one earlier, but he's definitely leading this defense well, and I think with that momentum shift and how we started playing on that last drive there, that we have a shot to make this game close again.
Excellent. And defensively, how are we doing out there?
I got, like I said, Evan Whitmore there with four tackles. I've got Jordan Thompson in there with three. And that Tommy Langdon interception in the first quarter.
Excellent. As Bradford has just announced the homecoming king and queen for 2024, that being Carson Gracie Dalton is the homecoming queen, and Owen Mannion as the king. So congratulations to you, too. You were 2024 Bradford homecoming king and queen. As we continue here on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, keeping an eye out in the second half for the Model N MVP of the game, who I believe so far through five games has been all offensive players, except for 1 week. We gave a combination there to a combination of offensive and defensive. And also we're going to be looking at the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game, and we've already seen a couple of hard hits. One by Logan Kohler, for sure. That's definitely in the running. And I believe it was Evan Whitmore also with a big hit. Another big thing that a lot of people are looking forward to is during the week, the classes, freshmen all the way up through the seniors, they build floats, and they have a big homecoming parade down Main Street. As I seen from the barbershop, many of you there today, as it looked like it was packed full on Main Street, and they have a competition between the classes over who is who makes the best float, and it's voted on by 10 teachers, staff, you know, just 10 different members of the Bradford High community. And this year, the winners are the juniors. So congratulations, juniors, on winning the halftime float, or the homecoming float contest. And also, if you're just joining us, congratulations to Carson Gracie Dalton and Owen Mannion being named the king and queen of homecoming this year. So Flynn's still adding up some stats over here as we're trying to get everything set for the second half. The Owls being down 35-7. It's going to be tough treading, as I do, in fact, see that it's going to be a running clock the remainder of the game. So Owls got some work to do to come back. Fortunately, they have the firepower to be able to do that. It's just a matter of if they can figure out this Punxsutawney defense, who so far they have figured out the Owls. And other than a couple plays here and there, the Owls not able to put a consistent drive together yet. But Bradford has really been working hard to try to get that running game going, using both Langdon, Havlin, who we've talked about before, are both sophomores and really bright future for the Owls. They've also seen Nick DeGoyer in there with some carriers, and of course, Talon using his legs a few times to be able to turn negatives into positives and just extend plays and make them, you know, the outcome good for the Owls. So with the extended halftime here tonight, maybe a little bit of time to rest up, catch your breath, maybe get some extra word in. I know the Owls have the technology where within seconds of a play ending, it's up on a tablet that the coaches above us hold. And so they're able to almost immediately be able to go over the previous play. So the Owls probably going to go over a little bit of film in there. Coach Puglio calls the defense for the Owls, from what I understand, and I'm sure he's going to be looking to make some adjustments. And the offense, Coach Zitnik, he's always got something up his sleeve, you know, to try to throw things off and make adjustments here. So we're looking for the Owls to be able to do that. And, you know, 28 points seems like a huge deficit, but it's really high school football. It's manageable. So we'll see what can happen here as you're joining me, Skirv and Flynn, here on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. As Flynn still is going over a few other stats here. Just a very fast-moving game so far here tonight. So it's real hard to get everything written down and focus on what's going on. And this is a lot more challenging than I expected tonight, as it is such a fast-moving outfit here. As the Owls are headed back out to the field to stretch out, to get stretched out and get ready for the second half. So we're going to get all our notes in order, get everything ready so we're fresh and ready to go here for the second half. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which led to the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Joining me in the booth tonight, Flynn, back from a little two-week hiatus. But how's it feel, Flynn? I see you have some out-of-town scores drawn up. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm just looking up the scores from D9 and D10 so far. Right now it looks like Central Clarion is up 14-0 on Carn City, and they're still in the first quarter.
That's a lot closer than I anticipated.
Clearfield and Penns Valley is tied at 0 in the first quarter. Kerwinsville is up against West Branch, 7-0 in the first quarter. DuBois is up against Montauk, 14-0 in the first quarter. Port Allegheny and Ridgeway in the second quarter. Port is up 14-7. Kane is up 10-7 against Red Bank Valley. Smethport and Cowdy, it looks like, is still at 0-0. St. Mary's is up against Brookville 7-6. And Brockway is up 6-0 on Keystone.
There's some tighter scores there than I anticipated. I really figured there'd be some blowouts there, but I guess not. So.
And with us being in halftime here, these could, you know, be a little behind with the score as well. But, yeah, Central Clarion being up on Carnes City 14-0, even if that's a score from earlier in the game and it's not completely updated, that's still a bit of a surprise to me. I thought it would be a real tight game, defense especially. For both of them is really strong. I thought it would be a defensive game for them.
As Bradford here is ready to go, as Punxsutawney was a few minutes later coming out, and the referees are over there telling them, hey, let's go. You had time to get out here.
So, yeah, they were a little late coming out in the field here.
Yeah, at least 2 minutes. Bradford went through their full warm-up routine there before Punxsutawney even started coming out of the locker room. But the refs over there say, nope, let's go. We're ready to roll. So,
and with this game being 35-7 and that mercy rule in effect, I don't blame the refs for trying to get it moving, trying to get this game started.
Yeah, fortunately, the weather has held off so far for us. As earlier in the day, they were calling for a little bit of rain tonight, which, as we've seen, typically causes some issues, especially for the center quarterback. But when you got a center like John Jasper and a quarterback like Talon Reese, I don't even think those two even noticed that it's raining out.
That Montauk game, it poured out of nowhere. The footballs were wet. The field was, you know, sloppy. And there was one single low snap. And other than that, the rest of the year, every snap from Jasper has been absolutely spot on.
And when you say low, it was only to his knees instead of his typical right into the middle of his numbers. So,
right.
So as you're joining us here for the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, as we're getting ready for the second half, as the Owls are currently down 35-7, as Punxy will be receiving the ball. And Flynn, again, we got to be watching out, because at the end of the game, we're going to be naming the Model T in MVP of the game, and also the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game, as Punxsutawney finally coming out onto the field. And also our third quarter contestant for our Togies Touchdown Sweepstakes is going to be Rob Hanel. So, Rob, the Owls score, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. If they don't, you're going to be getting a free lunch special from Togies Substation. And so far tonight, our first quarter contestant, Pat Derelick, you won the lunch special from Togies Substation. And our second quarter contestant, Lynette Carl, the Owls did score in the second quarter, so you are going to get the value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. So, again, Rob Hanel, you are our Togies Touchdown Sweepstakes contestant for the third quarter, as the Owls are out ready to kick off, as we have Caden Keisher puts the ball in the air. Another good kick. It's going to be miffed at about the 10-yard line. Bounces back to the 3, but picked up by Punxsutawney. They try to come up the middle, but surrounded and hit hard about the 12-yard line by Evan Whitmore. It's a parliament of Owls able to bring him down. So Punxsutawney going to take over on offense here. It's going to be 1st and 10. Looks like about the 13-yard line as the Chucks are going to be working from right to left.
And I'm interested here with the score, if they're going to stick with the first string guys and switching them in and out, or if they're going to be bringing in some of their younger guys that don't get as much playing time.
Correct. As the Owls, it looks, just looking over some of the numbers, looks like they got all their starters in as of now. Is Punxsutawney again going to be in shotgun formation? This time, Zayden Gold looks like he's going to be taking the snap for the Chucks. He's surrounded by two backs. Takes a snap. There's a handoff up the middle. Breaks through the line, but brought down after a decent gain. I believe that was Havlin who was able to bring him down. So about a 6-yard gain for the Chucks. So that's going to bring up a 2nd down and 4 now from the 19. This time it is Bo Thomason to take the snap. Takes the snap. There's a handoff. Breaks it off to the near sideline. He breaks across the 30 and brought down about the 33 by Jordan Thompson and Evan Whitmore, a combination there. But it's going to be a 1st down for the Chucks.
And I'm not surprised they're sticking with those same three guys that they've been switching in and out here. Like you said, you know, the different names, taking snaps at quarterback, different lines, different formations here. What they're doing, they've been extremely successful with all game. I don't see any reason for them to switch it up now.
This time it's Zayden Gould in to take the snap for the Chucks. There's the snap, fake handoff, tosses it over the middle, looking for Maddox Hetrick, but it sails over his head. Coverage provided by Logan Kohler there, so that's going to bring up a second down and 10 now from the 35.
And that looked to be the same play that they ran on their very first drive that they took for the touchdown. So a good thing, you know, sailing over his head there. Maybe not as much of a test to our defense, but glad that it falls incomplete.
Yeah, because he had help there, but the safety was way on the other side of the field, on the far hash mark there. This ball went right down the front hash mark there. As the referees are confirmed, I don't see any flags on the play, but we'll see what we got here. 10:50, so only a little over a minute ticked off the clock so far, as the clock is, in fact, stopped right now. Looks like it's going to be on Punxsutawney as the head ref's talking to the Owls. Coach Puglio headed out on the field now. Whitmore signaling that he does not want to accept the penalty.
I didn't even see the flag. Yeah, I didn't even see the flag there. I missed that one. Oh, false start.
Yeah. False start against Punxsutawney. The Owls are going to decline, so it's going to be second and 10 now from the 35. And again, all three guys are in the backfield that have taken snaps so far. Three of the four, anyway, so far for Punxsutawney. We'll see who it's going to be this time.
And the clock is still not running. I'm surprised there. I thought the mercy rule was in effect still.
Well, there was a timeout there, so I think once it starts, when it's snapped, then we'll see from there. As that appears to be Gould takes a snap, there's a handoff to Bo Thomas. Thomas up the middle, crossed the 40, but brought down by three Owls, led by Jordan Thompson, Evan Whitmore. And it looks like Nick DeGolier in there, putting a little shot in there, Mr. DeGolier. Okay, so I just got clarification. Mercy rule is not into effect. That will not go into effect unless they go up by 35 in the second half. So there's the snap, handoff up the middle. He busted off to the far sideline across midfield and tripped up. Trying to get a number there. He was tripped up. He hit it like the 45 on their side, but stumbled across the 50. Jordan Thompson credited with that tackle. There's a quick snap, handoff up the middle, across the 45 and down to the 40. So close to a first down for Punxsutawney.
There's a flag.
This one's back. Looks like in the area of typically holding.
There was a personal foul.
Yeah, I'm not sure I seen what happened there, but a personal foul called against Punxsutawney. As the refs are talking to the Owl players and Punxsutawney marching backwards, that's probably going to be a 15-yard penalty there, so a break there for the Owls. That ball's going to be back on Punxsutawney's side of the ball.
And I didn't catch what happened there.
No, they're going to mark the ball all the way back at the 45, so a huge break for the Owls. Looks like it's going to bring up about second and 17 now from the 45. 9:54 left to go as the clock just ticks up here in the third quarter. It's like Gould back to take the snap from shotgun formation. Takes the snap, looking to throw. He throws it over the middle. It's complete. Makes a move. He's right up the middle, down to the 30, and tripped up and brought down by Logan Kohler.
Great job to chase him down there.
Yeah, Logan Moore for the Chucks able to come up with that as the Chucks put up another big play and deep now. It looks like they're in the red zone of the Owls as they're working from left to right here at Parkway Field.
And that was great hustle from Kohler to track him down and probably save the touchdown on that tackle.
Yeah, definite hustle there. That's one thing you can't measure is heart, and boys, that kid got it. So it's going to be first and 10 now from the 17 for the Chucks. Zayden Gould again in to take the snap from shotgun formation. He's got one guy off to his right. There's the snap, looking to throw. He's looking downfield, gets the ball off. He's got a man there, and he jumps up over a jumping Jordan Thompson
to
catch
that. Wow.
That is going to be a touchdown to Logan Moore. So looks like Punxsutawney is going to go back up by 35 here. So the score currently sets at 41-7 in favor of Punxsutawney. So they were playing real quick. It looked like they were trying to get down the field and get this into the mercy room. So this will put it there if, in fact, Adam Manners is able to complete this field goal. Snap, kick, and good. So 42-7 here, 9:05 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls are now trailing 42-7, 9:05 left to go here in the third quarter. The Owls getting ready to accept the kick. It's going to be Kohler again deep for the Owls as he's standing about the four-yard line. Joining them back there is Caden Keyshore and also Jordan Thompson. Again, your Toji's touchdown sweepstake contestant for the third quarter is going to be Rob Handled. So, Rob, let's hope the Owls score here and you'll win yourself a value pack meal from the family Toji's Family Restaurant. Manners ready to kick off for Punxsutawney, and I imagine they'll go right after it again, Flynn, as all but one of his kicks has gone into the end zone so far tonight.
Yeah, he's got a leg on him.
Kick is off, and again, he's driven it deep. Looks like Kohler's going to have a chance. He gets about the 6. He's up to the 15, the 20. There's a wall in front of him. Kohler busts through one up to about the 30 before being hauled down. So another nice return, about 20-yard return, 24-yard return there for Logan Kohler. As the Owls are setting their offense out on the field, it's going to be first and 10 from the 30 as the Owls are going to be working left to right here. Talon Reese, shotgun formation. I believe that's Nick DeGolier beside him. Logan Kohler lined up to almost to the sideline on the near side here. Takes a snap. There's a handoff to DeGolier. DeGolier cuts to the near sideline. I'm sorry, that was Haviland or Langdon on the carry there. Gains about 5 yards, I believe they're going to give him credit for.
And I like that we're starting with the run game. That last drive there before halftime, we started with the run game, and we saw where it ended in the end zone.
Yeah, what I like to see there is Braylon Little was able to seal off his man, the defensive end there, to open up that little bit of room for Langdon. Langdon found it with a 5-yard gain there. So second 5 now from the 35. There's a snap. There's a pitch to the far sideline. This time to Haviland. Haviland out. Ron Yadigit takes a pretty good hit. Might lose a yard there to bring up a third down for the Owls. But as I was saying, Braylon Little, he hammered the defensive end here for Punxsutawney and opened up that lane. It was a safety actually came up to make that tackle on the previous play.
And that's one thing that's been consistent every game so far this year is how well our offensive line's been playing.
For the most part, yes. Still need a little bit, open up a few more holes for him, but it's coming along, and there's definitely been improvement since the first of the year. But Reese, in shotgun formation, takes a snap, fakes a handoff, gets it off to the far sideline. It's complete, but hit immediately. I believe that was Enzo Alio who caught that ball. In fact, it was. So Enzo with a couple of catches, but just not enough there. It's going to bring up a fourth down for the Owls. He's brought down for no gain. So the Owls setting out their punt team, which is going to be Brody Haviland again in to do those duties. Deep for Punxsutawney is going to be Logan Moore, who he showed a little bit earlier. He's got some wheels, Flynn.
That and hands, too. He made quite the catch in the end zone for that last touchdown of theirs.
Here's the snap. The kick is up. No pressure at all. And another beauty way over his head this time. And a huge Owls bounce. Hopefully it stays out of the end zone. It does. It stops. And that's going to be Logan Kohler is going to stop the ball about the one-inch line for the Owls. So Punxsutawney going to be working out of their own end zone there.
That was probably one of the best punts I've ever seen.
Absolutely. I thought for sure that was going to bounce all the way down into the end zone.
It looked like it was and then just died out right about the three-yard line. That was perfect.
That was a 65-yard kick by Brody Haviland. That's like NFL. So excellent kick as the Owls send their defense out. As the clock is stopped, as the teams trade offense and defense there, is Punxsutawney taking their time now coming out. They see for the first time out there so far, Andrew Giordano's in for the Owls at his typical left end position, or excuse me, right defensive end position. This time it's going to be Zayden Gould again taking the snap from shotgun position in his own end zone. Takes the snap, looks to go deep. He's got a man open, and it's in and out of his hand. So looking for Maddox Hattrick, but just missed it.
And that's another play where we're kind of get a lucky break that he dropped that. There was nobody back there if he caught that ball.
Yeah, that was coverage was provided. It looks like Jordan Thompson from his linebacker position bounced out there to try to. Nope, that was Carter Cawley, I believe, it was on the coverage, and Thompson came over to help. So, nope, looks like there's a jump there and a flag on the play. I think that's going to be against the offense. They can't really move the ball back.
Oh, defense.
That's going to be on the defense. Somebody jumped on the left side of the line there. So it's going to, instead of taking the snap from inside his end zone, Zayden Gould for Punxsutawney is now standing right at the goal line. He's got two backs on either side of them as we're in the mercy rule here. 5:20 left to go in the third quarter. Gould takes a snap. There's a handoff. Busts it right up the middle. Blows by one tackle. Makes a move to the near sideline, near to the near hash mark. It's going to be Bo Thomas across the midfield. He's got a blocker in front of him. Breaks it out to the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown Punxsutawney. 95-yard run by Bo Thomas is going to bring the score now to 48-7 in favor of Punxsutawney. 5:02 left to go here in the third quarter. As again, Flynn, we're on the mercy rule for the remainder of the game.
And with that score there, I wouldn't be surprised if after this, Punxsutawney brings out their younger guys to just kind of get this game going, get them some playing time, and hopefully, I think they're just looking to cruise to the end here in Bradford. I think we need to really come up with some answers.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. There is Adam Manners again, and to kick another field goal for Punxy. Lined up the snap, the kick. Bradford almost got to it that time. Not sure who that was. I'll try to get a number here. But the kick is good. And that was DeCasper. Nearly got to that ball. So good hustle by DeCasper. And that's one thing. I've seen him come in, you know, when the Owls have been down big. And you couldn't tell that kid that. He doesn't play any different. That kid plays hard. And I, for one, don't see why he's not on the field a whole lot more than he is. But there's a reason I'm up here and the coaches are down there. So here we go. 5:02 left to go in the third quarter. The Owls down now 49-7 as they've got Kohler deep. He's joined back there by Caden Keyshore and Jordan Thompson as well. And again, your Togees touchdown sweepstake contestant for this quarter is going to be Rob Hanold. So, Rob, the Owls score, free value pack meal from Togees Family Restaurant. If they do not score, no fear. Just walk across the parking lot to the substation where you'll get yourself a free lunch special. So, good luck, Rob, and let's hope the Owls are able to put one in the end zone here. Punxsutawney spreads out their kick team here as Manners again lining up to send this one down. Hopefully Kohler gets another. You can't give Kohler too many chances without him breaking one here, Flynn.
And he's probably very appreciative that they are kicking it to him. That's the first team to do so.
Yeah, for the kick is up. Another good one. And this one might hop out of bounds. Yeah. Nope, it's going to stop at the 3. Kohler's going to pick it up in the near sideline across the 10. The 15, he's got a little space, and he drives through a guy out to the 20. So about a 17-yard return that time for Logan is, yeah, you're right, Flynn. He's for sure appreciative as he is getting these opportunities.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I think this is the first team to kick it to him more than once.
So the clock stopped here as the teams switch over. 4:55 left to go here in the third quarter. The Owls down 49-7 here on homecoming 2024. It's going to be first and 10 from the 21 for the Owls. Talon Reese in the back. Field shotgun formation. Looks like he's joined by Tommy Langdon. To his right, there's the snap. Hands off to Langdon. Langdon up the middle. Breaks one tackle, but wrapped up and brought down. Maybe. Nah, they're going to actually. Yep, they're going to give him credit for at least getting back to the line of scrimmage there. So Tommy was actually hit in the backfield, but able to drive forward and no gain. So better than nothing. That's going to bring up now second and 10 from the 21 for the Owls. They're working from left to right. 4:14 to go as the clock is running as we're in the mercy rule here again tonight. Talon coming in from the sideline with the play call. Scott Haviland joining him on the left-hand side. And the backfield takes a snap. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland busted up to the near hash mark and just over the line of scrimmage. Looks like a yard, maybe two. Before being brought down, it's going to bring up a third down now. I'm going to give him credit, it looks like, for about 2 yards on that one, maybe a yard. So officially it's going to be third and 8. So third and 8 now for the Owls from the 23-yard line. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. The Owls substituting Haviland out as they got trips on the far sideline. Talon takes the snap from the near hash mark, looking to go deep. He's got nothing. He rolls out to the near sideline to his right. He lets the ball go. He's looking for Kohler. I don't think he was in bounds.
Nope.
They did, in fact, call it incomplete. So that's going to bring up a fourth down and 8 now for the Owls. But, again, Talon able to at least give the Owls an opportunity for a play. And that's one thing I've noticed, too, is his eyes are always downfield.
Yeah, and even though it was an incomplete pass, the ability to run out of the pocket there and keep his eyes downfield, not taking a sack. And, I mean, I know it was incomplete, but still a great pass.
The Owls are going to punt, and another awesome punt this time again by Haviland as it takes a good Owls bounce. It's going to roll all the way down to about the 22-yard line before being down by Evan Whitmore is the team's trade side. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Joining me in the booth, Flynn, as we are watching homecoming 2024 here at Parkway Field. As the Owls are currently down 49-7 after they just had to punt the ball again. So Punxsutawney, and it does in fact look like they got some of the reserves in from the looks of it, as we are at the mercy rule of running clock. They in fact do have some of the reserves in. And it looks like the Owls are also doing the same thing. They do have a few in. but they still have quarterback Zayden Gould in as he's in shotgun formation. One guy to his left, trips to his left also. First and 10 from the 22, takes a snap, looking to throw. He throws it out, and it's in and out of the hands of Davin. I'm not even going to attempt that last name, Flynn. Give it a shot. Either way, it was Logan DeGolier on the coverage there for the Owls. So it's going to be second down and 10 now from the 22 as we tick under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Punxsutawney looking to their sideline to get the call. Bradford has a few of the reserves out there. I see Braylon Austin out there for one. Zayden Gould in. Shotgun takes a snap, looking to throw again, looking to go deep. He's got a man wide open and in and out of his hands at the 50. And apparently class isn't something they're good at in Punxsutawney. So why are you going deep when you're up this big?
I think that I'm going to leave my thoughts on that one unsaid.
Yeah, I probably should have left that one in my head too. But either way, here we go. It's going to be third down and 10 now from the 22 for Punxsutawney. Nearing the 1 minute left to go here in the third quarter. As Punxsutawney looking to their sideline, they get their play call. As Owls have a lot of their reserves in, and Punxsutawney does not. So Zayden Gould in shotgun formation trips to the near side, looking to throw again. Passes over. It's complete to Noah Kangurski for Punxsutawney, but brought down. It looked like DeCasper able to bring him down. But that's going to bring up a fourth down now. So fourth and two here.
And they're going for it.
They're, yeah, wow. I got nothing. This is mind-blowing. Wow. Okay. Anyway, Gould in shotgun formation. Shotgun formation takes the snap. Nope, they're looking around now. Not sure what we're going to do. Punxsutawney's going to call a timeout. I'm really confused at this point. Either way, you're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as Punxsutawney calls a timeout with 8.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter, up by 42 points for not real sure why, but it's going to be fourth down and two from the 30 for Punxsutawney as, again, they send their starters out to face off against Bradford's second string here. Is it's going to be Gould in shotgun formation, trips to his near side, takes a snap, looking to throw, dumps it off to a screen pass. It's complete and hit at the 30 and springs forward to about the 32. Looks like it might be enough for the first down. He's brought down by Colton Miller for the Owl. So that's going to be the end of the third quarter, but we're going to stay right here for a minute. Flynn, 49-7, and going into the fourth quarter, we're already into the mercy rule here. I got words that I'm just going to go ahead and keep in my head right now.
I completely agree with you. I think at this point in the game, we have our reserves in. You're up this big. It's about to be the fourth quarter. It is now the fourth quarter. It's doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
So we are going to step away here for a few minutes. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Is Punxsutawney again looking to pass, and there's a rollout by Zayden Gould, and he throws the ball near midfield, but it's knocked down. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 now from the 33 for Punxsutawney as they lead 49-7 against the Owls. So I'm going to take a look over our players here. We got some new guys out there. I see Will Newman's out there getting some time. Enzo Elio's out there on defense getting a little bit of time in there. His starting quarterback Gould takes a snap. He rolls out to the near sideline looking to throw. It's incomplete this time. He was looking for Zach Blues for Punxsutawney. That falls incomplete as Flynn. I think they finally have put some of the reserves in.
I'm not sure what took them so long. Like you said earlier, I think some of the comments that we'd like to make leave to ourselves here, but
yeah, we're doing our best up here to not get ourselves in trouble.
I would like to mention, though, a much more closer game going on right now. Cowdy is right now winning 30-28, excuse me, against Smethport at the start of the fourth.
Oh, wow. That's a definite surprise. Is Cowdersport, or is Punxsutawney takes a snap, looking to throw, goes deep, and the ball is complete.
Oh,
he brings it down, but there's going to be a flag on the play.
It's going to be pass interference.
So Braden Brooks, the quarterback, reserve quarterback now for Punxsutawney, able to get the throw off. I didn't see who was on coverage there for the Owls, but regardless, it's going to be a penalty against them. Some more Owls that I see out there while we have a moment, Flynn. Lucas Wallace out there. Lucas, he's been getting some quality varsity time, you know, all along. He's also the reserve QB. And it looks like they're marking. Punxsutawney's walking backward. Nope, they're moving forward now. So it is, in fact, going to be pass interference against the Owls. Punxsutawney is going to decline that. So they're going to take the ball first and 10 now from the 45-yard line. Has lined up and taken the snap. Braden Brooks and shotgun for Punxsutawney. Rolling out near sideline, looking to pass. Gets the ball loose. It's complete.
It's got to be a fumble.
It was complete to Max Preshold as he was hit hard by Lucas Wallace. And I thought the ball came out and was recovered by Enzo Elio. But they're going to call that one incomplete. So that's going to bring up a second down and 10 now from the 45. The clock just went under 10 minutes to go here in the game. As Flynn, we're still keeping an eye out for our award winners at the end of the night. And those award winners are going to be for the Model T and MVP of the game. Also, the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. Punxsutawney, second and 10 from the 45. Getting their play call from the sideline. Braden Brooks in shotgun formation. And Punxsutawney is going to call a timeout here. So as they do have the reserves in this time, as they have a little bit of confusion out there as the teams, both teams go to each other's sideline. This looks to be quite a few of the Owls JV team out there now, Flynn. And as you may know, JV's undefeated right now.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've been paying close attention, watching their scores. I haven't made it out to a game yet, but I've been keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, they've been playing real well. But so you are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Braden Brooks takes the snap from the shotgun, going deep for Punxsutawney, and it's complete into the end zone. It looks like it was complete to Jaden Greenblatt for Punxsutawney, so they extend their lead now to 55-7 over the Owls, as both teams have their looks to be their JV squads in at this point. So 9:24 left to go in the game here, as Punxy jumps up 55-7, as they did bring in Adam Manners, their excellent kicker. So no doubt this is probably going to be 56-7 here momentarily.
And that's one thing that's I've always liked about big scoring games like this, is of course you don't want to go down this big and lose this big. But the opportunity to bring your JV kids in, let them develop, get some on-field experience, it's great.
Yeah, it's different playing under the lights on Friday night, big crowd, you know, so... There's the snap, the kick, it's up, it's good, and he may have kicked that one in the creek. Nope, hit the fence. That's unreal. So the teams are going to switch sides now. 9:24 left to go in the game. 56-7, the Punxsutawney Chucks lead as the Owls head over to their sideline, and we'll see who they're going to send deep, if they're going to keep Kohler back there and give him another opportunity, or... send in. Nope. Looks like they're going to stick with their reserve guys. So out there again, I see Colton Miller out there. Keyshore. I see Braylon Austin out there. Enzo Alio. Tyler Sassville Frey. It's a little difficult because, as we've mentioned before, Flynn, they got the camo uniforms tonight, and some of the numbers are a little bit different, so it's kind of throwing me off.
As sharp as these jerseys look, it definitely makes our lives a little harder.
Yes, yes. Keenan Miller out there for the Owls. Looks deep for the Owls. I think that might be Haviland deep for the Owls. Nope, it is not. It is...
It's so hard to tell from up here.
Yeah, Colton Miller's one deep for the Owls, so... Jeremy Pierce getting some time out there tonight. Also Malachi McCormick. Braylon Little's out there. So what a thrill for these guys to get some time. And, you know, like we said, in big crowd, Friday Night Lights, have a little fun out there. So.
And with the game, you know, this score is so wide open, it's nice to go out there and play with no pressure, too. Of course, there's pressure, like you said, the Friday Night Lights, but to be able to go out and play and, you know, get Matt, the experience.
Yeah, Matt DeCasper out there, too, so I'd like to see him get an opportunity to return one. As Adam Manners puts the ball in the air, and there's a whistle, so he kicked it, and
there's a flag,
and it comes from all the way deep. Delay a game against the kicking team. So Punxsutawney taking their sweet time out there and did not get the kickoff in time. So it's going to move them back 5 yards and we'll redo it. Jacob Bang is all the way over on the far sideline. Flint, I see him out there getting some time. I remember watching him play down at Fretz. Nice kid there. Noah Benner as well. So this time it's going to be Colton Miller standing about the 10-yard line. He's going to get an opportunity to return this one. Manners puts the ball in the air, another huge boot, and it didn't matter pushing him back 5 yards. He kicked that one right out the back of the end zone. So the Owls, I'm sorry, he's impressive. That boot is, that foot of that
kid. I've been telling you, I told you, I was watching him in warm-ups, and that was definitely one name that I marked down on their roster.
9:24 left to go as the Owls send their offense out on the field. They're down 56-7 here. It's going to be first and 10 on the 20. The Owls are going to be working right to left. Punxsutawney rushing some guys off there. They had 13 out there. Now we got 10. Now we're rushing another one in. A little confusion for the Chucks. Looks like Lucas Miller going to take the snap from shotgun. Pitches it wide. Look to Miller. Miller to the 20. Across the 20 and brought down about the 22-yard line. So Colton Miller getting a carry. Or Keenan Miller, excuse me, getting a carry. And that is, in fact, Lucas Wallace in at quarterback for the Owls. Wallace takes call from the sideline in shotgun formation. He's got one guy back there, but split wide. That guy is Miller. Trips to the far sideline, takes a snap, fakes the pitch, looking to throw to the far sideline, gets the ball off and in and out of the hands of his receiver that was Evan Soto. So that's going to bring up a third down and eight now. 8:30 left to go here in the game. Looks like the Owls are substituting a couple of guys in as I see Max Warner in. And, yep, Max Warner is going to stay in. As Colton Miller in shotgun again. Lucas Wallace in shotgun again. Miller beside him to his left. Takes a snap. Looks to throw. Nothing there. Rolls off the far sideline. Dumps it off to Miller. Miller catches it about the 20. Makes a move across 25 near the 30. It looks like he's got the first down. Look at driving. He's still on his feet. One heck of a play by Keenan Miller. Giving the Owls a first down and another decent play.
And that's just... it's just another thing of getting these kids out here and getting them on-field experience. A simple play like that where he's showing off his strength and his speed, that's such a big confidence boost for these younger guys.
First and 10 now from the 37 for the Owls. 7:30 left to go here in the game. Lucas Wallace in shotgun formation. He's got trips to the near sideline. Takes a snap. Delayed handoff. Hand off to Miller. Miller comes to the near sideline, near hash mark, cuts it upfield for maybe a yard gain. 2 yard gain they're going to give him credit for, so that's going to bring up a second down and eight now for the Owls. As the clock hits 7 minutes left to go in the game. Punxsutawney up 56-7, and if you just joining us here, oh, touchdown, Toji's touchdown sweepstakes contestants, Kylie Little for the fourth quarter. Wallace takes a snap, looking to throw far sideline. Nothing there. Rolls out to the far sideline, being pursued. Gets the ball off and just out of the reach. That was Colton Miller he was looking for. So the other Miller brother trying to get in on the action here. And as I was saying, our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes contestant for the fourth quarter is going to be Kylie Little. Kylie, you can win a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant if the Owls score. If they do not score, you get a free lunch special from Toji Substation. Our third quarter contestant, Rob Hanold, the Owls did not score, so you do still win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Wallace takes a snap, dumps it over the middle to Miller. Miller gets the grab across the 40, nearing the 45 before being brought down, so a decent gain there of maybe 4 or 5 yards they're going to give him credit for. So it's going to be, looks like fourth and a long two, fourth and three for the Owls. And the Owls, in fact, are going to go for it with 5.5 minutes left to go here in the game. Again, Bradford's got their reserve squad out on the field against Punxsie's reserve squad. Lucas Wallace in at quarterback. Takes the shotgun, looks to throw near sideline. He's got a guy open, complete for a first down. And that's going to be complete to Max Warner. So first down Owls. A little momentum, Flynn.
Yeah, these younger kids are definitely out there showing what they've got right now. The momentum shifts in our, even, you know, despite the score, the momentum and the energy on the field right now is, you know, definitely a positive.
Yeah, a lot of our JV kids out there, and as you know, they're 4-0 and playing well. I mean, they play on Monday night, so we're going to have to make sure we get up here to one of these. Regardless, first and 10 now from the 49 from the Owls. Wallace takes a snap, pitches it wide to Miller. Miller out to the far hash mark, busts it upfield, breaks one tackle and brought down. Looks like a 2 yard gain. So Miller making his presence felt out there. Both Millers, actually, Keenan and Colton. So Drew's probably a proud dad out there watching the boys play. Wallace over to the sideline already. He's already got the play and back in shotgun formation. Joined in the back by Miller. Wallace directing traffic out there a little bit. Second and 8 from the 49. Wallace takes a snap, looking to throw, dumps out near sideline. Pass is complete to Braylon Austin, who takes a pretty good hit, but not before he gets across midfield there. So a short gain. It's going to bring up third down now, 3rd and 7 from the 48 for the Owls. There's the clock's under 4 minutes to go now, running clock as we're in the mercy roll. So 3rd and 7 from the 48 for the Owls. Lucas Wallace, shotgun formation. He's got Miller off to his right. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Throws a far sideline. He's got a man open and just overthrows him.
Looks like a little miscommunication there on the route.
Yeah, he was looking for Evan Soto there. Unfortunately, that falls incomplete to bring up a 4th down. So it's going to be 4th and 7 now from the 48 for the Owls. As they're down on this homecoming 2024 game, they're down 56-7. Wallace to the sideline, gets a play call, comes in, lets Miller know where he wants him at as he's joining him in the backfield. Miller, shotgun formation, takes a snap, looking to throw on 4th and 7, rolls out to the far sideline, looks like he uses his legs, breaks past one tackle out to the sideline. He's got the first down across the 35. Oof. Big hit out there, and there is a flag. The flag. So although he got across the first down marker, Wallace, that is, using his legs, the clock's going to stop here. 2:38 left to go as the flag's on the field, and that might be a personal foul there, Flynn.
I didn't catch the number of who hit that Punxsie player going for the tackle, but boy, did he level him.
Yeah, and it wasn't a block in the back or just a hard hit.
I think it was a blindside.
Do you think it was?
I think okay. It might be their thought process on this one.
Either way, but the kid popped right back up, so always glad to see that. I don't want to see anybody getting hurt out here. So as of right now, it's 1st down yardage. Wallace able to use his legs as you had nothing looking to pass, but was able to roll out to the far sideline. Here comes head referee clicking on the new intercom system.
Yep, personal foul.
Yeah, it is in fact going to be a personal foul against the Owl. So that's going to bring it back. They're going to redo 4th down. It's going to be 4th and 5 from the 46. Lucas Wallace gets the play call. Let Miller know what's going on here. Looks like he's got trips to the far sideline. Wallace takes a snap, looking to throw. He's got a man open near sideline. It's in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. So the Owl's going to turn the ball over on downs as he was looking to get that ball out to Braylon Austin. You were listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as we're in the waning moments here. 2 minutes exactly, 2:12 to go here in the game. The Owls down 56-7. It's going to be 1st and 10. Punxsutawney. They take the snap. Looks to throw. Looks like a miscommunication is behind. They're taking the snap this time for the Chucks was Jagger Smith, a freshman. So Smith's pass incomplete, so that's going to bring up 2nd down and 10 now from the 46. Minute 44 left to go here in the game. Owls JV unit out there at this point in the game against Punxsie's reserves as well. Smith in shotgun formation. Owls showing blitz. Smith takes a snap, looking to go deep. He's got nothing. It's picked off. Intercepted by Lucas Wallace. So the Owls are going to take over about the 32-yard line. No, they're going to call that incomplete. I dropped that ball. Well, he went up in the air. He had it, and he came down, and it. There is a flag on the play here, though. I didn't see that till just now. Referees conferring here in the middle of the field as the Owls are subbing their offense and defense out. I thought that was an interception, fumble, and then recovered right away. But
well, it was similar to that play on the sideline here earlier that we thought the receiver had caught it and fumbled it that Alio picked up that they called incomplete as well. So
the Owls not sure what's going on out here as they got about 15 guys out there. Here we go. They're calling it for sure incomplete pass. Another, and now there's a late flag. I'm not even sure what this one's going to be for as Punxsutawney players are out there clapping.
Some booing going on from the stands, too.
There's an unsportsmanlike penalty call against the Owls on defense. I've seen literally nothing, Flynn.
This crowd is getting riled up about it, too, as well.
Yeah, good thing there's only a little over a minute to go here in the game. So that's going to give... It's going to be second and five now from the 45-49 for Punxsutawney. Smith in shotgun formation takes the snap, gets the throw off, and it's almost intercepted by Enzo Alio, but falls incomplete. That's going to bring up a third down and five now as the clock's under a minute to play. They're going to have to get at least one more play off as the play clock's at 32, the game clock's at 40, so... A lot of chirping going on out there, Flynn.
Yeah, they're definitely riled up right now.
So it's going to be, there's a whistle. We're going to have a stoppage of play, and Punxsutawney is going to call a timeout. Because we're really, the crowd's really giving it to the refs now.
Them but, or Punxsutawney at this point with, you know, calling a timeout, 30 seconds left to go, up 56-7. Definitely a brain scratcher there.
Yeah, again, we're going to go ahead and keep our thoughts to ourselves here.
That's probably the better option, yes.
But the Owls huddled up around a couple of coaches, and they're going to keep their heads about them and be able to finish this game off. There's only 32 seconds left in the game. 32 on the game clock, 25 on the play clock. It's going to be third and five from the 49 for Punxsutawney. His quarterback, Jagger Smith, again in the shotgun formation. He's got one man to his right. That man would be Gavin Neal. Here's the snap. Throws the ball wide. It's complete. And then dropped, but picked up by a Punxsutawney player. I'm not sure if they're going to call that a fumble or an incomplete pass. I guess it depends on what team does that. And they're going to call it... They are going to call that a catch and a fumble. Interesting. Either way, the game's going to end as it's fourth and two. There's just 3 seconds left. So the Owls are going to fall on homecoming night, 56-7 to the visiting Punxsutawney Chucks. You are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses:
W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. This is Mark Irvin, and joining me in the booth is Flynn Irvin as we just watch Punxsutawney come up and just have their way with Bradford, beating the Owls on their home field here on Homecoming 2024. Final score 56-7, which is going to drop the Owls to 1-5 on the season. And it's going to bump the Chucks up to, I believe, 3-2 now, Flynn. So they're on the winning side. I'm sorry, you're over there doing your stats and helping me out there. So I'll let you do your thing. Is this Ponxy team came in as advertised. They didn't look too great as they started out with an 0-2 record. However, they played two juggernauts in the league, but they've really shown their dominance since then. As I've mentioned, they're moving to 4-2 on the season. The Owls falling to 1-5. In a few moments, we're going to have some stats as Flynn's adding them up right now. We're also going to be giving you the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game and the Model TN MVP of the game. Tonight's game, the Punxsutawney, they're first play on their very first two drives were touchdowns. So they went up big early, and they were up in the mercy rule before halftime. They were up by 35, but the mercy rule did not come until halftime. Bradford staved that off until because they scored with 2 seconds left to go, their only score of the night, which was a seven-yard run by Talon Reese to get the Owls on the scoreboard. So all in all, it was just a rough game. It was a rough game, especially towards the end there in the second half. There was some, what we found to be some questionable decision-making by the Chucks, but I guess that's high school football on a Friday night. So, Flynn, you done adding up some stats for us?
I do. With our second string and third string guys coming in there towards the end, most of our starter stats didn't change too much, but Talon Reese's stats, 78 passing yards, 25 yards on the ground, that rushing touchdown, which was our only score. So definitely leading the offense as he has been. Maybe not lighting up the stats as much as he usually is, but still a, you know, still a great game for him.
Sure.
And then Brody Havlin and Tommy Langdon out of the, you know, out of the backfield, they were just about 50 rush yards between the two of them. And Langdon on the defensive side with an interception of him, you know, for himself. And then also on the defensive side, our linebackers, Evan Whitmore with 8 tackles, Jordan Thompson with 6 tackles. And those two, I feel like every week, are leading the board with tackles for our team. So they're definitely pivotal points to this defense, and I think they did well enough tonight. And that's about all I got for stats for you.
All right, so a slow stat night here at Parkway Field as the Owls fall again 56-7. So, Flynn, the Love Toyota Collision of the Game, who you got?
I think we both know the answer to this one, and that's going to be Logan Kohler.
The collision, yes, that right at the end of the first half.
Right at the end of the first half, his hit on that receiver was the textbook hit.
Yeah, textbook hit. He hit him a yard inside.
You could hear it up here.
Yeah, he really popped him good. So congratulations, Logan, on the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. And Flynn, we both agree on the Model T in MVP of the game as well. And who are you giving that to?
Talon Reese.
Talon Reese, I agree. That's got to be his third or fourth time this year, I believe, that he's won that. So, again, your Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game is going to be Logan Kohler, and Talon Reese is going to be taking home the Model TN MVP of the game. The final score, 56-7 in favor of Punxsutawney. For my broadcast partner, Flynn, and our producing engineer, Igor, I'm Mark Irvin. This has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.